This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. There's word an associate of Osama bin Laden has turned himself into Saudi officials. Suleiman al-Maki has appeared in a videotape with the terrorist leader. Saudi Arabia is promising amnesty for suspected terrorists who surrender. Al-Maki appeared on Saudi state TV, urging others to take advantage of the offer. A senior U.S. official tells NBC News al-Maki is not an operational player in al-Qaeda. NBC's Bob Kerr says President Bush is looking to win the support of some people who didn't vote for him the last time.
President hits the road. He's going to head to Michigan, where he lost by 5% back in 2000 to Al Gore. He's also going to go to Minnesota, where he came within a couple of points, and Wisconsin, where he lost by only 5,000 votes.
John Kerry, meantime, finalizing plans for this month's Democratic convention. And a postal worker in Nashville has been ordered to take down what critics say amounted to a shrine to President Bush. Joe Ellis says he's a fan and put up photos in his office. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
6, 7, 8, and lift. Lift. Raise your palm to the sky. Let's hear it. Hot the pumping. Turn your palm to the left. Squeeze that high. Are you feeling the burn? Wag that tail.
Dogs don't have cardio aerobics. That's why they have IMES, with 7 essential nutrients for a strong, healthy heart.
Give yourself some lick on the back.
Nourish every heartbeat. Love every bite. IMES. Good for life.
Been waiting for a sign. It's the banner in your Lincoln Mercury dealer's window, inviting you in right now for the best deals of the year during the one and only clearance sales event at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Come in now for low financing or big cash back on top of your dealer's best model year-end price on every Lincoln and Mercury car, SUV, and minivan during the one and only clearance at your Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 94 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Colorado seniors are getting the short end of the stick. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Big problems in T-Rex this afternoon if you're trying to head south for lunch. The reported service of the Air National Guard. Two accidents totaling 8 cars, 2 separate stalls, all along a stretch of I-25 from Broadway down toward University Boulevard. So the traffic jam extends back to at least Alameda Avenue. Once you get south of University, though, things open up, move along in pretty good shape. Just going to take a little extra time to get through there. Yale and Downing, an accident. 16th and Stout downtown, another one. And an injury accident in the clearing stages at 8th and Kalamath. Money for college plus job skills from a part-time job? You bet. Fuel your future in the Air National Guard. Check it out online at goang.com. That's goang.com. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A report from the Legislative Audit Committee says state programs for senior citizens are, quote, fragmented, lacking oversight, and leaving some elderly with little help. The report also outlined problems with the programs, including excessively long waiting lists for home meal delivery programs, staff workers with criminal records, and reports of double billings. The Department of Human Services, who oversees state elder care programs, says it's taking steps to comply with recommendations made by auditors to improve service. This report brought to you by Pier 1. The thermometer wasted little time racing into the 90s today. Will today's weather provide history-making heat in Metro Denver? That was the question we put to Todd Dankers of the National Weather Service, who says the record for the date is an even 100 degrees set just last year.
It's always kind of tough to get those last couple degrees on these hot days, but we do have a good shot at it today.
Dankers says we shouldn't expect relief from the heat until Friday. He thinks the temps then will dip into the mid-80s. A district judge is expected to rule today on whether Blake Fiber will face a felony murder trial in connection with a fire at the Spanish Gate Apartments in Glendale. Fiber's attorneys admit Fiber was drunk and smoking in bed the night of the blaze, which killed Nancy Weaver, but they say police have no evidence to prove that Fiber started the blaze last December, even accidentally. In sports, Major League Baseball's All-Stars are gearing up for tonight's Midsummer Classic in Houston. Todd Helton, the only one of the Colorado Rockies there. Helton isn't starting and will most likely be used as a pinch hitter. Pier 1, it's grand and it's open. Check out the new Pier 1 in Belmar Shopping Center off of Wadsworth Boulevard and Alameda in Lakewood. While you're there, save big at Pier 1's One Big Sale and clearance up to 50% off. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 12:04.
Your summer passport for news and information. Identification, please.
Where talk happens. AM 1150 KNRC.
Enjoy your summer.
There's nothing like the blues. If you're a blues fan, make plans to attend the Hudson Gardens and Event Center's two-day event celebrating visual and performing artists. The Red, White, and Blues Fest, July 24th and 25th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. KNRC is proud to co-sponsor the Red, White, and Blues Fest, where daytime admission is free. The list of Saturday performers includes Metro Blues, Kevin Dooley, Little Mary, Delta Sonics, and the legendary Pine Top Perkins and Friends. On Sunday, you'll be treated to the sounds of Easy Bill and the Big Beat, Tempa and the Tantrum, the J.D. Kelly Review, Tommy Thomas, and Big Bill Morganfield. 2 days of the best blues you'll hear this summer, only at Hudson Gardens and Event Center, July 24th and 25th. As you stroll through the gardens, check out their juried art show, a treat for the eyes. Beer and wine are also available. Tickets for headliner shows in the evening at 6:30 p.m. are $7.50 for adults and $2 for children. For more information and ticket sales, call 303-797-8565. That's 303-797-8565. Sponsored in part by Westwood.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with a KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We'll be heading up into near record high territory today. That ridge of high pressure getting stronger and stronger. A few thunderstorms will be possible into this evening and tonight. We'll top out around 98 for the high, 61 for the low. A few thunderstorms possible tomorrow as well, with highs again in the low 90s. Scattered thunderstorms and upper 80s on Thursday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
94 under partly cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 12:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:06, 6 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And coming up tomorrow, live in studio, Larry Flint, a self-described smut peddler, the publisher of Hustler Magazine. He's got a brand new book out called Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. He's also going to be at a Denver Press Club-hosted luncheon, and it will be at the DAC, Denver Athletic Club, and I believe the public is invited. So that's tomorrow, and right after the lunch, he'll be coming right here to my program, so you will get to talk to him, questions. He has been involved politically for a long time, so in addition to his other life, the other nude part of his life, he is naked about his own politics. Friday, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Denver Press Club. And guess who's going to be joining us? The theme on Friday's show, we always have a theme, is gaming, gambling. We're going to be talking about gambling. And also joining us, popular author Walter Mosley has a brand new book out called Little Scarlet, the eighth in the E.Z. Rollins series. And how I know about Walter Mosley is that President Clinton, when he was president, Bill Clinton, when he was president, used to love reading him. And just that endorsement boosted Walter Mosley's book sales into the stratosphere. So I started reading him, and his mysteries are set in Los Angeles in the 40s. His character is black, E.Z. Rollins. They're wonderfully done. Walter Mosley is both black and Jewish. His mom is Jewish, his dad was black. And he's fascinating, and so he'll be joining us at the Press Club on Friday. Next week, we were going to be joined by Joe Trippi. Joe Trippi is the guy who put Howard Dean on the map. He was the one who organized the Internet and did a lot in terms of the campaign. He will be with us Friday, July 23rd, and Monday, July 26th, Bill Press. You see him, or you did see him on MSNBC, you used to see him on CNN. You hear him on talk radio, you do in the Bay Area at KGO and other radio stations. He's written a book called Bush Must Go, The Top 10 Reasons Why George Bush Does Not Deserve a Second Term. Right now, this very second, starting 9 minutes ago at the Capitol Hills, Capitol Steps, right on the Capitol Steps, a rally started, as I said, at noon. It's the west steps of the state capitol, so if you're nearby, stop over. 200 East Colfax, Mike Miles and a whole bunch of civic organization members are going to be there, Common Cause, MoveOn.org, everybody. And the subject of it is The Computer Ate My Vote. It's a day of action rally. I don't exactly know what that means, But today, Denver will join 24 other cities in a Computer 8 My Vote rally for verifiable elections with voter-verified paper ballots. Mike Miles is going to address Coloradans for voting integrity and a host of other participants on the Capitol steps to ask the state's chief elections official to sign a pledge for election integrity. Those attending also will present petitions from concerned voters on verifiable voting. So that's happening right now. Anybody who goes to it, I want to hear what the story is. I want to hear what's going on and how the rally went and whether anything substantive was accomplished other than trying to inspire people. Also, I received this from one of you. Shakespeare is hosting Jazz Musicians for Democrats rally, and that's Sunday, July 25, 7 to 10:15 p.m., and Shakespeare's is located at 2375 15th Avenue. Musicians, please come by and sit in and support a change in Washington. And the number, if you're interested, 303-433-6000. This is Jazz Musicians for Democrats, and this is Sunday, July 25, at Shakespeare's. And Shakespeare's is at 2375 15th Avenue. Is that the place that's the pool hall? Oh, I know where that is. Yeah, I was just, yes, go there. And there are a bunch of jazz musicians that are going to sit in. You can shoot some pool and shoot the breeze and get rid of the current regime all at the very same time. Have a lovely time on Sunday. And it's, what did I say the times were again? 7 to 10, 15 p.m. So on a Sunday evening, and presumably it'll be nice and warm on July the 25th, we hope. I'm not the weather forecasting service, but hey, it could happen. Okay. We got to start out today. We have a lot to talk about. We have to start out today by the shooting. The big, long piece in the Rocky, and, of course, the Post covered it as well. Here is a man. He's in bed. He's disabled. He doesn't have – he's completely unarmed. He's got a soft drink can in his hand. Allegedly, the police were notified that this was the case, and the situation was that a woman – complained to the police that she was being held against her will and abused by I think it's her husband, and he ducked out. And meanwhile, there was an old man in the bed who didn't at all match the description of the husband, and there must have been some miscommunication because it's been alleged that everybody said, look, there's an old man up there, it's not him, it's the husband that you want. But somehow the police officer shot first and asked questions later, and the old sick man was the one who was killed, mistakenly. Wasn't armed, nothing going on. I'm going to say something here. There is a mentality, it seems to me, in the Denver Police Department that, and those, you know, it is a police department made up of many fine men and women. I have to say, I've had contact with them in all kinds of ways, and I like them personally. But there has to be something going on in the culture that I can only assess outwardly. And the first thing I saw, a couple things that I saw that I thought were very odd and that I had never seen in any other city that I had lived in. Two things. First, I rode with the Denver cops on East Colfax, both on two nights, two different nights, one to bust Johns and one to bust Hookers. And they were great to me. It was illuminating. I saw a lot. But every time they busted a hapless hooker, and I am telling you, hapless doesn't begin to describe these women. It's not what you think. It's not the fancy ones you're going to see at the Republican and the Democratic conventions. Not those ladies. You are seeing people who look so downtrodden. Some of them are on meds. Some of them are jonesing. Some of them are just, you know, they're wearing sweats. They're trying to earn $20 here and $20 there, however they can do it. And a lot of them have psychiatric issues, mental health issues. Lots of problems. This is a population that, from what I saw, was not apparently the huge threat that the Denver Police Department regards it as, because you had all these undercover cars with undercover cops in them. As soon as we would make a bust of one of these women, and she's cuffed, her hands are behind her back, she's cuffed, you got a half a dozen at least. Now, you know, I'm doing this from recollection, and I didn't really count, but a phalanx of the undercover cop cars swooping down on this hapless person who's already got her hands cuffed behind her back. I mean, I didn't understand why that was going on. What kind of procedure? You know, I thought, well, you know, maybe it's police procedure, and I don't know what that is, and they do it for a specific reason. Okay, fast forward. Now I'm down at our Krasimir station in beautiful downtown Lodo, and here I am, you know, right across, you know, we're on, the station is on 18th and Lawrence, and I'm crossing the street, and I see a half a dozen squad cars again, a whole bunch of them, and they've got somebody in custody. And what was the offense? I don't know. Might have been a drug bust. It might have been something. It was, you know, what did he do? Did the guy pass gas? Did he jaywalk? What did he do? Whatever he did, a half a dozen squads swooped down on him. I thought, this is really odd. Are they frightened? Do they need to have so many? So with that in mind, I'm looking here at the story where here's somebody. Now, granted, let's cut the officer some slack. You are in a situation. Presumably, he didn't get all the information that there was somebody else in the house that was not a risk and that was helpless, disabled, old. Maybe he didn't get that information. He sees something flashing. He has a call that there's somebody in there dangerous. He shoots first. He asks questions later. And they are trained not to shoot to wound or maim. They are trained to shoot to kill. So there is that part of it. There is a question as to whether or not this cop had a warrant to go in. Now, the Rocky is reporting that, with, you know, without a warrant, that alters the situation. That may be an issue. But once again, there is a kind of, I don't know what you want to call it. Is it a culture of fear? Now, granted, they're doing a tough job. There is a lot of danger associated with being a police officer. So those of you who are police officers, or are related to them, know them, friends of them, or simply have an opinion, I want to hear from you. 303-382-1150. It's a free phone call. If you've never called me before, consider doing it. You will be talking to an enormous number of people, more than you'll probably meet in the whole rest of your life, unless you're campaigning for president. And you will be heard. You could affect a dialogue. So what's the story here? I mean, we have police officers shooting first, asking questions later. So apparently all these new guidelines that were instituted by Hickenlooper and everybody else in the wake of the Paul Child shooting, what's happened to those? What did they do? Disintegrate when we weren't looking? What was the story here? So is there a culture of fear in the Denver Police Department? Is there a culture of thuggery in the Denver Police Department? Is there a culture of we'll shoot first, we'll ask questions later? Let me tell you something. The Denver Police Department, Denver is going to have another big payout. There is going to be this family ought to consult some smart attorney. Hello. What is Johnny Cochran's number? Let's get that phone number. Because an attorney will get involved here, and it's going to cost the city of Denver major money all over again, I would think. 303-382-1150. What is the story with the Denver Police Department? Thugs? Fear? What is it? Is it a lethal combination of both thuggery and fear? And knowing that they can get away with it? Because they always get away with it? Nobody's ever prosecuted? And what about all these new guidelines that were supposed to be put in place as a result of the Paul Child shooting? What happened to those? And what about the training on the calls that come in, the people that man the hotlines, where some of the information apparently isn't always transmitted? Isn't there going to be some retraining in that department? You had two or three cases already just in the short, my short tenure here, where you've had Denise Washington, I think, they said to, when they called the dispatchers, or the hotline, whatever the number is, they said, look, she's got some emotional problems. Well, that wasn't related. Paul Childs, that information should have been related. It wasn't related to the officers coming on board. They can't do their jobs unless they get an accurate assessment of details. 303-382-1150. So here you have the police bungling it again in Denver. I mean, right on the heels of the Paul Child settlement. I'm just amazed at this. I'm amazed that it's, you know, everybody was giving Hickenlooper high marks that he resolved it and this and that and the other thing. And here it is all over again. Nothing's been resolved, apparently. If we can judge by the most recent example here, what's been resolved? And then you have, I'm looking at a related but unrelated story. At least four radios. This really gives you confidence when you're flying. At least four radios belonging to the Transportation Security Administration are missing from DIA. The four radios belonging to the TSA, they can't even keep hold of their own radios, let alone to your safety. And one of them turned up on eBay. So they can't have... Well, you know what? Let me... Guys at DIA, TSA guys at DIA, may I make a suggestion? Did you ever hear of Velcro? Put a little Velcro on your radios and keep them near you. And then maybe four of them won't go walking away, one turning up on eBay. Can you believe that? 303-382-1150. State auditors have sharply criticized Colorado's programs for seniors as fragmented, lacking oversight, leaving some elderly without little help. In a report to the Legislative Audit Committee, auditors questioned hundreds of thousands of dollars in expenditures, and the $14.5 million programs included were $213,000 in services provided last year to individuals who may have been ineligible because they were under the 60-year-old age requirement. One senior was on a waiting list for 11 months for home-delivered meals. Three seniors only got cans of nutritional supplements instead of the hot meals that they were promised. Staff workers who had criminal records, reports of double billings. Who's in charge of all this stuff? And why do they still have their job is my question. How is this the case that these people still have their jobs? 12 of 16 area agencies do not track individuals waiting for services. Three suppliers delivered meal supplements in place of hot home-delivered meals. They were paid about $99,000 for the supplements that cost only $43,000 to provide. They must be doing business from the Halliburton School of How You Do Business. One provider stopped meal supplements to a participant who no longer could make a contribution of $20 a month. Now, that man gets the... Beneficence Award of the year. One provider stopped meal supplements to somebody who couldn't even come up with the $20 a month to pay for it. Three providers billed participants despite laws that allow them to ask only for voluntary contributions. One billed participants more than $10,700, almost $11,000 for homemaker services. The department does not require providers to conduct background checks on prospective staff. A check on 100 workers found, four with convictions that included felony theft, assault, shoplifting, and felony possession of marijuana. These are Colorado's programs for seniors. The governor ought to be embarrassed. The governor, who's so busy wiggling around, apparently, the governor, who's so busy proclaiming his family values as his own marriage breaks down, amidst charges of philandering, 303-382-1150, ought to have done a better job. And why don't we demand it? That would be the other question. Fahrenheit 9/11. I got an email from one of you. Like, why did I like Fahrenheit 9/11? Like, why don't you go see it yourself and report back? It would be my response. But guess who one of the large audience of Fahrenheit 9/11 is? Fahrenheit 9/11 has recruited a large and unlikely audience. Want to guess? U.S. soldiers. The people who have to go in and fight this war for next to nothing. Now, I heard somebody on the Walmart across the way talking about the inaccuracies in Fahrenheit 9/11. Listen to this. That Michael Moore says that the troops, combat troops have to pay, or I don't know if it's troops or combat troops, have to pay double for their meds. Listen, so the guy was making the case as follows. Well, yes, but that was inaccurate. The copay is $7, and they've raised it to $15. And it's no big deal. I mean, these people are making about $20,000 a year. And I thought, are you kidding me? This is more than doubling the copay. To a guy who's making a lot of money, what's $8 more on a copay to $15? But when you are trying to feed a family, putting your life on the line, a lot of military families are lining up for food stamps because they can't make ends meet any other way. And you have doubled their copay from $7 to $15. That's not a big deal. I think that's a big deal. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Flush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, you're never going to believe this. Capital Access Mortgage just approved Jim and me for a zero-down, interest-only mortgage loan on the purchase price of our new home.
You're kidding. You just filed bankruptcy 2 months ago, and you didn't have to put any money down?
That's right. Capital Access Mortgage dispelled the myth that we'd have to wait 3 years to restart our financial future.
All right, what's the catch? You got to be paying an astronomical interest rate. I mean, what is it, like 12%?
No. Capital Access Mortgage was able to get us an overall blended rate below 7%. I was amazed. Our house payment will be less than we're paying to rent the home we're in now.
Wow. Well, you know, we've never even filed bankruptcy, but the lender our realtor referred us to, he turned us down for a loan. You think that Capital Access Mortgage can help us?
Absolutely. As far as I'm concerned, Capital Access Mortgage works miracles.
Restart your financial future today. Call 303-691-0691. Capital Access Mortgage, 303-691-0691. An outstanding member of the Better Business Bureau.
Tune in to AM 1150 KNRC on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. for the Kiefel Cycling Hour, featuring seven-time Tour de France competitor and Olympic bronze medalist Ron Kiefel. Ron and Megan will talk about cycling news, equipment, and great local rides. It doesn't matter if you're training for the Tour de France like Ron Kiefel, or in Megan's case, just taking those training wheels off for the first time. The Kiefel Cycling Hour has something for everyone, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are mixed at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 8 points. The NASDAQ is down about 1.25. Little change on Wall Street as investors await Intel's quarterly report after the closing bell. The chipmaker's numbers should give us a good read on the health of the tech sector. And speaking of health, Johnson & Johnson, a Dow component, more than doubled its second quarter profit from a year ago. The firm makes everything from drugs to contact lenses. Shares of AMR, the parent company of American Airlines, down more than 5%. That after Smith Barney downgraded AMR a notch and Prudential cut its earnings estimates for the world's largest airline. Elsewhere in the friendly skies, the carriers are cutting fall prices earlier than usual this year. Some Wall Street analysts say the fare wars will squeeze profits more tightly at low-cost carriers than at their larger rivals. And one of those more economical airlines, JetBlue, is slashing fares by as much as half on some 1 million seats. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio.
Get the good stuff.
Did you know that stop-and-go traffic can wear down your brake pads and increase the distance it takes for your car to stop? At Napa Auto Parts, we want to help you get your car ready for safe summer driving with a great deal on Napa TruStop brake pads. With an everyday price as low as $7.99, you can make sure your car is a lot safer without spending a lot of money. So stop by Napa and pick up some TruStop brake pads today.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
You've been waiting for a sign. It's the banner in your Lincoln Mercury dealer's window, inviting you in right now for the best deals of the year during the one and only clearance sales event at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Come in now for low financing or big cash back on top of your dealer's best model year-end price on every Lincoln and Mercury car, SUV, and minivan during the one and only clearance at your Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Hi, this is Jimmy Lake, inviting you to join me Wednesday morning, 6 to 10, for my radio show. It'll be time for the Rumble with Romanoff. Andrew Romanoff joins me as we duke it out. Of course, Andrew is the State House Minority Leader for the state legislature, and we'll be duking it out on my radio show. It's me, a good American, versus him, a liberal. Ah, it'll be fun. Wednesday morning, 6 to 10, with me, Jimmy Lakey, right here on AM 1150 KNRC. I'll see you there.
Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
The party who was shot was not the person wanted by police for the domestic violence. The party who was shot was not involved in the kidnapping or assault or the domestic violence involving the victim.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:28 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're talking about a number of issues. We're talking about the Denver Police Department. another shoot first, ask questions later situation. Then you have state programs that are supposed to help the elderly, and they are a disgrace. There's virtually no oversight. Suppliers are overcharging. The elderly are getting shafted. They don't even do criminal background checks on some of these people who are helping the elderly. And in addition, the Colorado Public Interest Group gave most of the state's politicians an F when it came to helping consumers. This is an advocacy group, and it pointed to a pile of failed legislation that, if passed, would have lowered prescription drug costs, would have forbidden credit scoring, and would have helped poor Coloradans with their energy bills. So I think in a lot of ways, until we start to get involved with and to the point where we're engaging in some oversight, these pals are going to do whatever it takes to line their own pockets. I mean, we've already seen with Betsy Hoffman, we've seen that whole crew at CU. They're really only interested in themselves. The crew in Washington, really more interested in themselves than in uniting the nation in developing a greater common good. I think this is really a call to wake up. This is a wake-up call. 303-382-1150 to demand. We're paying for it. We're paying top dollar. We ought to get top services. Preston, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Preston.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Like you, I heard part of the what was called a deconstruction of the film Fahrenheit 11 on the other channel.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't able to call in, but I found it quite curious, and certainly there's a deconstruction of the deconstruction that's available. There's a lot of information on Michael Moore's website. And in addition to getting a lot of soldiers to see this film and who appreciate what he did, unlike these corporate servants, Michael also provides free books and DVDs of Bowling for Columbine to any soldier currently serving in Iraq. I think his film also gives a platform to soldiers, their families, and things like that, and to see him be relentlessly attacked, I think, is, you know, kind of curious.
Well, here's what I find interesting, is that he's relentlessly attacked by a lot of people who have never even seen the film.
That's right.
A lot of attacking going on by people who never won't step into the theater, have not seen the film. So, you know, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference. And people are not indifferent about the film, and they're not indifferent about Michael Moore, and the strength of the attacks against him prove how powerful the film has been. But my question is, since I've been in Italy for a week, my question is it still doing huge box office? Has it tapered off? Did it do well? What's the story?
It's still huge. It's just over $80 million, and they think it's going to be the first documentary to be a $100 million film.
Preston, I saw your letter to the editor published in The Rocky on Saturday.
Oh, good, good.
You mentioned Randy Rhoads. You didn't mention me.
Well, you know, I've mentioned you a lot in the past.
Know,
I wanted to pass it around some other
Preston,
resources for other people. But I was wondering, did you happen to catch David Letterman's top 10 list regarding top 10 George W. Bush complaints about Fahrenheit 9/11?
No, let's hear it.
Well, I have a couple of them jotted down. Number 10 was that actor who played the president was totally unconvincing. Number 9 was it oversimplified the way I stole the election. Number 5 is of all Michael Moore's accusations, only 97% are true. And like number 7 is if Michael Moore had waited a few weeks, he could have included the part where I get him deported.
Very good, Preston.
Anyway, have a good one, Enid.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. So, 9/11, the film Fahrenheit 9/11 has recruited an unlikely audience, U.S. soldiers. And guess what? I'm not surprised about that. My brother lives near Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, and people are talking, even in the run-up to the war, and as the war got underway, I thought, well, you know, maybe they're going to be really gung-ho. He said, no, many of them were not gung-ho at all. John Atkins, who is 26 years old, U.S. Army machine gunner from Fort Bragg, voted for President Bush. He's a graduate of CU. He enlisted last year to, quote, serve my country. He expects to go to Iraq later in 2004. And after he saw Fahrenheit 9/11, he said, that was pretty thought-provoking. I guess I'm a little disillusioned. I've got a lot more questions than answers now. This is what he said. There's a situation going on now, and I wonder what you would do. The Philippines have sent a contingent of troops to Iraq. The troops are scheduled to be withdrawn, I believe, in August. We are now, what, are we the 13th of July? Today's July 13th, or are we July? Today's July 13th. Okay, I'm kind of turned around because I'm still jet-lagged. But today is July 13th. So in, let's say, about a month and change, the Philippine contingent is scheduled to go back home. That's number one. One Filipino has been captured and has been threatened. The terrorists who have captured him, he was working as a truck driver in Iraq. A lot of Filipinos have, it's a poor country, they have gone to Iraq because they can make a lot of money. I believe he's the father of about 8 children or so. It's been a huge issue in the Philippines. They apparently have been, the Philippine government said no, it wasn't going to negotiate with this group, and no, they're not going to bring back their contingent. And I'm thinking, gee, it's only 6 weeks, what's the big deal? If you are to establish a principle, so here's what's at stake. Either you establish a principle and you say we're never going to negotiate with the terrorists, or you save somebody's life and you don't go for the principle. If you're the family of that person, or if you're the person itself, you'd rather that your life be saved rather than to maintain a principle. Because they're always going to keep kidnapping people. You won't stop that. They're always going to keep doing it and beheading them because they've been doing it and it seems to work for them. But what is happening now is that the Philippine government has been actually negotiating with this group. And they are going to pull out troops. Meanwhile, our government is furious about this because they don't want them negotiating with terrorists. And here we are, big, rich, a superpower, the only one right now. And we're leaning on the Philippines not to do this, whereas the Philippine public is leaning on them to negotiate because it's a hot political issue. What would you do? What is the right thing to do here? Is it the principle that you maintain? We never negotiate with terrorists. We'll never do that. Or they were going to come home anyway in 5 or 6 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is. What's the difference if they come home a few weeks early and you have saved a life? The father of 8 children who's gone over there. It's a huge political issue in the Philippines. If you were the head of state in the Philippines running the government, what would you do? How would you solve this problem? Well, here's the United States who offers you loans and bribes and makes things possible for the country. And then here is your own electorate, which makes your office possible. And they're saying, we want this guy brought back alive. And what does it do if you do negotiate with terrorists? What does that do the next time? That they'll do another kidnapping and hope to negotiate something? But even if they don't get anything, they still do kidnappings and beheadings. So either way, you've got the same situation going on. Will it intensify? We don't know. What are your thoughts about that? What would you do if you were head of government in Philippines? Would you say, hey, they're coming home anyway in 4 or 5 weeks. What's the difference? Might as well bring them home sooner, save a life. Save my constituents, you know, save my job because my constituents will vote me out or throw me out if I don't do this. And you know what? The United States is going to lean on me, but maybe we can finesse it with them. What would you do exactly? 303-382-1150. Or would you say, you know what? I'm not negotiating with those terrorists. Forget it. I'm not going to break principle. The United States doesn't want me to do it. Maybe they'll find me a job if I get thrown out of office. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 12:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Enid. Partly cloudy and 96 now. Those opposed to a circus ban turned out in force today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
One problem on I-25 has been replaced by another one. This report is service of RTD Fast Tracks. Southbound I-25 approaching University Boulevard just about back to normal after a series of problems that started the lunch hour and caused an awful lot of traffic jamming. We also have a problem now. Southbound I-25 around County Line Road. That's supposed to be an abandoned stall in the right lane. Traffic jammed back to Orchard Road. Police and a tow truck are on the scene. They'll move that thing out of the way just as quick as they can. 7th and Grant, Denver police investigating a robbery alarm at that intersection. And at 75th and Wadsworth in Arvada, watch for fire equipment responding into the golf course on a medical emergency. Learn the facts on Fast Tracks. Attend any of the upcoming public hearings or get informed by going to rtd-denver.com and look for the Fast Tracks icon. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Opponents of Initiative 100 gathered outside City Hall today. They're opposed to a ban on circuses in Denver. Among those on hand were City Councilman Charlie Brown. Last night, the council unanimously passed a resolution against the initiative. Brown says 150,000 people attended circuses in Denver last year, and he says they should be free to enjoy them wherever they want. This report brought to you by the Northwest Parkway. Colorado Governor Owens could decide soon if millions of acres of state forests will be open to industry. The Bush administration asked governors in western states to propose their own rules for roadless federal forests. Depending on Owens' proposal, previously restricted forests could be opened to logging, drilling, and mine development. The crowd was small last night for the first public hearing on fast tracks. The meeting held at the Westridge Recreation Center in Highlands Ranch was the first of 16 such public hearings planned. RTD is required by state law to hold two meetings in each of the eight counties affected by the proposed tax increase. Drive the Northwest Parkway and win a new car courtesy of Century Chevrolet. Go to nwpky.org for rules and regulations or stop by the Northwest Parkway office to register. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1240.
Libs love her.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hate her.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
If you're a guy that needs to lose weight but doesn't want to eat like a sissy, try Advanced Z-Carb. Z-Carb blocks the fat-causing carbs from the foods you love, like pizza, french fries, and beer, allowing you to lose weight fast. Listen to these Z-Carb users.
Before Z-Carb, 6 weeks ago I had a gut, but now look, no gut. I lost 25 pounds.
Atkins, Z-Carb helped me drop 4 belt notches in 3 weeks.
No starving, no killer workouts. I lost 30 pounds.
Forget the gimmicks and starvation diets. Z-Carb is an advanced doctor-recommended formula that uses natural ingredients to help you lose weight fast. Best of all, Z-Carb comes with a money-back guarantee.
Call now to try Advanced Z-Carb, risk-free for 30 days at 888-201-1540. Ask how to receive a free supply with your purchase at 888-201-1540. Get your money back if you don't see dramatic results. Call 888-201-1540. That's 888-201-1540.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Partly cloudy skies for us through the afternoon. It'll clear up later tonight. Low 60s for the overnight temperature. For tomorrow, sunny in the morning, then some clouds in the afternoon, maybe some thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow as well. Low to mid-90s for tomorrow's high. Partly cloudy and 96 now. KNRC News Time is 1241. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live on Saturday mornings 10 to noon. During our beautiful Colorado summers, we love to shop al fresco.
She means outdoors. And our favorite place to shop is Aspen Grove, located in Littleton on Santa Fe at Mineral. Aspen Grove is a beautifully landscaped open-air shopping center with the finest of national specialty shops and restaurants, many that are exclusive to the Denver metro area.
The Gap at Aspen Grove is the only Gap in Colorado that carries maternity clothes.
And don't miss the only Carolee Boutique. We love their distinctive handbags and contemporary jewelry. Freshen up your home decor for the summer season at Kirkland's, Pottery Barn, and Bombay.
Shopping at Aspen Grove means you can park right in front of your favorite store. It also means that if you're shopping with Judy, she won't be complaining.
Hey, I'm not the whiner in this duo. Aspen Grove is located on Santa Fe at Mineral in Littleton near the light rail station. Open Mondays through Saturdays 10 to 9 and Sundays 11 to 6.
Aspen Grove, where life meets style.
She's the Rush alternative.
Did you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
And then you turn around, and for political purposes, in the middle of a campaign, you bring an amendment to the Constitution of the United States just to divide America for political purposes. Those aren't values.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:43 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're talking about a number of things, and the voice you heard was the voice of John Kerry. There's going to be a vote taken as to whether or not he's going to support, or anybody's going to support, the gay marriage amendment. The Republicans are really at odds with each other on this whole business. And he and John Edwards may not vote on it, period. Now, what would you do? We are asking a couple of important questions. We're talking about the Philippines. We're talking about a Filipino hostage being taken by the terrorists, threatening to kill him if the Philippines don't pull out their troops. Well, they were going to anyway 4 or 5 weeks later, so what's the difference? And they are apparently negotiating with these. What would you do if you were head of government? What would you do if you were running for office, for political office, highest office in the land, and you knew that if you voted for this or voted against this constitutional amendment, they would not, Kerry and Edwards would not vote for it. But if they voted against it, they would alienate some social conservatives who might come on board. On the other hand, maybe the safest thing to do is simply absent themselves and not vote, period, which is what people are saying that they're going to do. What would you do if you were running for office, and how would you advise them? If you were their political advisors, 303-382-1150. In other words, if you're running for president and vice president, and the issue of whether there should be a constitutional ban on gay marriage comes up, how would you instruct your candidate to handle it? To absent himself from the vote or to vote against it? Looks like they're not going to take a stand, although he has just said that to promulgate hate and use the Constitution to do it is not what he would support. So it'd be very interesting to see what happens here. It's got no chance at all of passing. None. Zero. So do you want to risk it with your socially conservative potential voters? And if you were running the Philippines and one of your people got kidnapped in Iraq, father of, I think, 8 children, truck driver, they're threatening to kill him unless the Philippines pulls its troops out, which it was going to do anyway in a few weeks from now. What would you do, given that the constituents in the Philippines, it's a huge issue, and they want this guy's life spared? What would you do? 303-382-1150. Emilio, calling from North Glen. Hi, you're live with Enid.
First on the Philippine withdrawal.
Yeah.
If you believe in the cause, if you're a leader, then basically, the public's going to sway one way and the other, and that's just natural in any society. So I'd say that, you know, if you believe in the cause, you're kind of endangering other countries and the people
How are you doing it? Because they are going to keep kidnapping. They're going to keep beheading or threatening beheading. You're not. How have you compromised anything? I know that the conventional wisdom is don't do business with them because it'll act as a deterrent if you don't. But they keep doing it anyway. And nobody has been doing business with him.
Well, and I do think it has curved off. We did have that month where we had basically, what, I think 4 or 5 kidnappings, a couple beheadings, and it's kind of curved off since then. And basically, if they start going after the smaller countries, the people who have less troops there, and the countries where they can see that they don't have as much support, well, you know, basically you're putting those other countries that are still going to be there after, the people that are there, in a little bit more danger.
Now, if you're running the Philippines government, you're the head of state, and your constituents want you to save this man's life, whatever it takes, and yet you're facing the wrath of the U.S. government, and the U.S. is very powerful, the most powerful country on the planet, what would you do, Emilio?
Well, if I felt that it was overwhelming support one way or the other, then I think as a leader you also have that responsibility.
Support? So, what do you mean by support?
Oh, from your own people and your own government.
So if your own people,
it's a hot issue in that country. It's not black and white. It's not like everyone but the head of state and the United States are for them staying another 6 weeks.
All right, so if you're running, I'm asking you a question. If you are running the country and your constituents want this life saved and want the pullout to happen, what would you do?
Me personally, I wouldn't pull out. I'd stay for the rest of the 6 weeks.
You would, but it's. Well, what if you were the one who was kidnapped?
If I was one that was kidnapped, I wouldn't be making that decision anyway.
Well, no, everyone wants to die. I'm saying if you were the one who was kidnapped, what would your decision be?
Well, I have no idea. I can't imagine.
Oh, you're not telling me the truth, Amelia. You know very well.
Well,
if you were the one who was kidnapped and it was your life on the line, believe me, you'd want it saved. And you're not telling me the truth to say anything else. 303-382-1150. Anita in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi.
Hi, Anita.
Oh, boy. I'm sure glad I got you, and I'm glad you're back. I love your show.
Thank you.
I have two things I want to ask you. Well, first of all, I want to tell you, if I were the people in charge in the Philippines, I'd pull it out. I'm so sick of these people getting kidnapped and killed. I don't want any more killed.
Well,
the other thing I want to ask, it's probably not the decision that'll be made, but that's the way I feel. I get sick every time I hear of another one.
All right, what about the principle that if you negotiate with them, they'll just keep doing it?
Well, I think they're going to keep doing it anyway.
That's what I think, too.
But I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
First of all, I did see this movie, Fahrenheit 9/11.
What'd you think?
Well, I loved it. And I thought, well, a lot of those things I felt were true all along. But what I wondered was, the other day in the paper, there was an article that just appalled me. It said George Bush's records were accidentally destroyed.
Yes, I noticed that.
And I was sick at heart, but I was thinking, if this Roger Moore has been working on this movie a long, long time, somewhere there's a copy of these records. He showed a document. Did you see the movie?
I did. And I loved it. I thought it was sizzling. I thought it was radioactive. I thought everybody ought to see it.
I loved it.
You know, you might not like certain parts of it.
Well,
you're free to comment, but I think it's absolutely worth seeing.
What I saw was there was a document he had that was blacked out in places with people's names.
Right.
And he lifted the blackout.
Yes, he did. It was somebody who has wound up representing Bin Laden's interests in Texas and other places.
Now, if he's been working on this movie, I bet he compiled George Bush's records from the service.
I don't know. Now, they make it sound plausible that there was a malfunction a few years ago, and then transferring the data from microfilm to microfilm that things were inadvertently destroyed. But I don't know if that's just a concoction after the fact or whether that's...
To me.
I wouldn't put it past me.
I don't give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll tell you, he destroyed all those records as soon as the business came up about them.
Anita, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Zach, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well, Zach.
I was wondering if I could say something about John Kerry and his decision to not vote on the constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage.
I don't know. He may not. I don't know if it's a hard and fast thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think, and it's a hard decision to make, but I think if I were in his position or in a position to advise him, I think I would advise that he do vote against it as opposed to abstaining from a vote.
Well, tell me why.
Mainly, it's his reputation that the Republicans have created as a waffler. The idea that he's already a waffler. There's ads running in Colorado.
But how are you a waffler if you just don't vote?
There's ads running in Colorado now that talk about his decisions to not vote on prior negative ads run by the Republicans about his decision to not vote in earlier Senate bills and different decisions, and
specifically to do with gay issues.
Not specifically with gay issues, but others where the Republicans are accusing him of having no stance on important issues. They're part of this waffler idea that they've created around him is this idea that you can't. And I've heard this on different news media outlets, that different pundits saying this, that you can't get a grasp on John Kerry and who John Kerry is. And we know. I mean, John Kerry said he's come out against the Defense of Marriage Act. He's come out against a constitutional amendment against gay marriage, and he's said other statements supporting gay marriage.
All right, let's be practical. Let's play it like practical, cynical Pauls. Let's say that he does exactly what you suggest, and that he takes a principled stand, and he said, "Here's the story. This thing is not going to pass." So the more you can keep yourself away from it, in a way, it stinks to high heaven. The whole thing stinks to high heaven, and has no chance of passing. And in part, it has no chance of passing because the Republicans themselves are divided on the issue.
Yeah.
So let's assume that John Kerry takes a principled stance and votes against it. What damage does he do himself in terms of people who can't stand Dickey, but who are socially conservative? Is it better for him not to say anything? Is it better for him to extend what I would call extend his brand franchise? His brand franchise is, we know he's against the constitutional amendment. We know he thinks it doesn't deserve to be a constitutional amendment. So we know that that's where he stands. Should he formalize it by actually participating in the vote and possibly alienating social conservatives, or does he not have social conservatives on board anyway, and it's a moot question?
I have a hard time believing he has that many socially conservatives on board. I don't really know. I haven't looked at polls, and I don't know anything about that. But just from listening to a lot of talk radio and watching a lot of CNN and Fox, the attitude is that he's the most liberal candidate perhaps ever. The most liberal member of the Senate is what
they're
saying.
Oh, he is not, but he's not. He's not, absolutely not the most liberal. Are you kidding? He's sort of a conservative. He's sort of a conservative liberal, is
what
I think.
That's what I think also, but that's not what they're portraying him
as. But they're going to portray him as a wild-eyed madman, is what they're going to portray him as.
And I guess, I mean, it's a really hard decision to make, but I think...
All right, bottom line. So you still stay with what you said? Bottom line, you think he should vote against the amendment?
I think so.
Okay, Zach, I thank you very much for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Fight the afternoon lull with Tasty Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains and protein. In 10 tempting flavors, Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Available at Albertsons.
Velcaro Paint and Decorating hopes you'll forgive us for bragging a little. We've won an award. And because the environment is really important to us, we're pretty proud of it. Velcaro, a Benjamin Moore dealer, was recently named a recipient of the Environmental Achievement Award by the state of Colorado. What's our achievement? It's the Wet Paint Color Swatch program, which Velcaro pioneered nationally. As you know, choosing the right paint color is usually by trial and error. In the past, consumers had to buy an entire quart to get a sample. Wrong colors often get tossed out and eventually make their way into the environment. But Velcaro offers 1.5 ounce paint swatches, enough to cover 4 square feet, and more than enough to make the right decision. They're inexpensive and come in more than 6,000 colors, including our entire Benjamin Moore line. Wet paint color swatches. Good for you, good for the environment. From Velcaro Paint and Decorating, a Benjamin Moore quality paint dealer. 5475 Leechdale Drive, just one block west of Holly. Online at Velcaro.com.
If you were to say, Orkin, man, you don't have to go to school to kill bugs, I'd say, nobody's born an expert, my friend. I actually took entomology classes to learn that thief ants will nest right under your kitchen counters. It's not exactly good dinner conversation, but what you thought was dinner for four could really be dinner for 4,000. I still take courses to keep up with the latest facts, like how the Argentine ant has no natural enemy. Except, of course, for me. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
Supporting those involved in serving and protecting our country has never been more important. The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is to ensure our veterans receive the medical care and rehabilitation to which they're entitled. To provide programs that strengthen bodies and stimulate minds. To ensure access to housing, education, and transportation. To find out how you can support our nation's paralyzed veterans, call 1-866-USA-4PVA. That's 1-866-USA-4PVA.
AutoTrader.com has the largest selection of used cars in Denver, and comparison tools make it easy to find the one you really want. AutoTrader.com, your car is waiting.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present Insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in to KNRC weekdays at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Michael Dell of Dell Computers, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. These extraordinary individuals will share what made the difference in their careers and help them to establish their roles as leaders. Insights is brought to you by EKS&H Accounting and Business Advisory Firm and First National Bank of Colorado.
I'm Bernard, and I work in human resources, and when you have to smile when you talk to Jimmy Lakey like this, where your lips hardly move, yeah, you can see right through you, and he knows you voted Democrat last November. Wait, I think he's right behind me, isn't he? Isn't he?
Jimmy Lakey, weekday mornings at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC. Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:57 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. I just got this email from Roger. Roger talks about the beheading of the hostages issue that's certainly gripping the Philippines and us as well if you're watching CNN. My question is, Roger writes, why are we having all these foreign nationals sent into Iraq to drive trucks? The Iraqi populace is looking at like something of like a 40% unemployment rate, yet Halliburton and other companies are bringing in foreign nationals who they then have to feed and house at huge salaries compared to what an Iraqi would make. And, of course, they charge the cost back to the U.S. taxpayers. He says it's the elephant in the room, and why aren't we giving the work to the Iraqis? Actually, that's an excellent question. I think that some of these large corporations feel more comfortable bringing in people from the outside, because if you're hiring an Iraqi, I guess, I'll play devil's advocate here, but when you're hiring an Iraqi, you don't know whether, does he have terrorists, is he an insurgent, does he have terrorist connections? Some Iraqis, I guess, if they start to work for people who are in the, quote, occupation, does that include truck drivers and other people? Will they themselves become targets? I don't know what the answers to these questions are. But I have seen stories where these foreign corporations like Halliburton and so on feel more comfortable bringing in people from the outside and then training them. And Roger's exactly right. We're paying for it. It's costing us a fortune because they're charging it all back to us and then inflating it by about 1,000,000%. Don't go anywhere. Two more hours of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. You can join the conversation 303-382-1150. I have some surprising poll numbers and some surprising poll information to share with you in the next hour. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
Radio, I'm Lester Holt. Saudi officials say one of Osama bin Laden's associates has surrendered at their embassy in Iran. Suleiman al-Maki has been in a videotape, seen in a videotape with the terrorist leader. NBC's Cairo bureau chief Charlene Gubash.
He delivered himself to the Saudi embassy, surrendered himself, and they gave him the proper documents. He had no documents whatsoever even proving his identity with him. They provided the documents, flew him and his family back to Saudi Arabia, where he's going to be hospitalized and have his health situation looked at.
Saudi Arabia is offering amnesty to suspected terrorists who turn themselves in. Iraqi security forces in Baghdad are going after people suspected of everything from gun dealing to money laundering. More than 500 people have been arrested. British military officials have decided the iPod digital music player is a security risk. It's being banned from some facilities. One commander says the little devices could be used to steal sensitive information. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
6, 7, 8, and lift. Lift. Raise your palm to the sky. Let's hear it. Hearts are pumping. Turn your palm to the left. Squeeze it high. Are you feeling the burn? Wag that tail.
Dogs don't have cardio aerobics. That's why they have IMES with 7 essential nutrients for a strong, healthy heart.
Give yourself some lick on the back.
Nourish every heartbeat. Love every bite. IMES. Good for life.
Been waiting for a sign. It's the banner in your Lincoln Mercury dealer's window, inviting you in right now for the best deals of the year during the one and only clearance sales event at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Come in now for low financing or big cash back on top of your dealer's best model year-end price on every Lincoln and Mercury car, SUV, and minivan during the one and only clearance at your Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, partly cloudy, 96 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. The man accused of setting a deadly apartment fire in Glendale will face trial for murder. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Good news in the tech center at the 1 o'clock hour. The reported service of Subway, earlier abandoned stall, southbound I-25 at C-470 is out of the way, according to a tow truck, but the traffic jam still is with us. It's jammed pretty solid from Orchard Road all the way down through the C-470 cutoff. Everything else on the freeway system seems to be moving along in fairly good shape, according to the CDOT maps anyway. Posted speeds are the rule. Northbound Wadsworth at Yale, watch for a minor collision there. That could be causing you some problems. Now, for a limited time at participating Subways, get 3 of your favorite footlongs for $11.99. That's right, 3 footlongs for $11.99 all day, every day at Subway. Eat fresh. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A judge ruled today that Blake Fiber will face trial for murder. Prosecutors say Fiber intentionally started the fire at the Spanish Gate Apartments in Glendale last December. The judge ruled that Fiber will stand trial on more than 30 counts, the most serious being murder. In a videotaped interview with police, Fiber admitted that he was drunk and smoking in bed. Nancy Weaver died in that blaze. This report brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Opponents of a ban on circuses in Denver gathered outside City Hall today, among them Charlie Brown of the Denver City Council, who says the 12-member council last night unanimously passed a resolution against the initiative, in part because the city's looking down the barrel of a $30 million budget shortfall.
The circus is an $8 million economic hit for our city.
The group of speakers included a mouthpiece from Ringling Brothers, which kicked in $125,000 to finance the campaign. Arvada police are questioning a man who was carrying a BB gun inside the Seacrest Recreation Center near West 66th Avenue and Pierce Street this afternoon. The incident did not cause any problems inside the facility. Spokeswoman Susan Medina says officers contacted the man within 10 minutes after receiving the call of trouble. Arvada police continuing their investigation. In sports, Todd Helton won't be starting, but he's in Houston for the 75th All-Star Game. Colorado Rockies will be back in action at home against the Giants on Thursday evening. Is your battery reliable enough to take on the road this summer? At just $39.99 with exchange, the Napa Power 65-month battery will have you ready to go anywhere. Napa, get the good stuff. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 104.
America's Department of Homeland Security wants to keep you informed during this war on terrorism.
Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
An AM 1150 KNRC is your best source in Denver when the government issues an alert. AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live on Saturday mornings.
We love to shop and want to share some fashion tips with you, courtesy of Colorado Mills, the great shopping center at Colfax and Indiana Avenue in Lakewood. With its mix of retail and outlet stores, you'll find everything your little heart desires.
Here's a tip. Want to look taller and thinner? The answer is monochromatic or one-color dressing. Dress yourself in one color and you will look 10 pounds lighter and a few inches taller.
You don't even have to match the colors exactly. Color tones and texture vary. Variations work well too. Stop by Colorado Mills this week and check out their monochromatic outfits at stores such as Ann Taylor Loft, Cashel Corner Annex, and Chico's.
This Style Matters fashion moment is brought to you by Colorado Mills, just 15 minutes from downtown at Colfax and Indiana Avenues in Lakewood at Denver West. Check out ColoradoMills.com for store hours and great deals.
This is Evelyn and Judy from Style Matters Live saying visit Colorado Mills where great shopping lives.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with a KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Thunderstorm activity today and tomorrow is going to be rather isolated, but it will be busier for us on Thursday with a little bit of a risk for severe weather. It's going to stay hot and steamy, a near record high today of 98, low tonight of 61, and we'll be in the low 90s on Wednesday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy in 96. KNRC News Time is 106. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
106, 6 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And we have been talking about whether John Kerry is going to vote, and John Edwards as well, on what is going to be a procedural vote that precedes the vote on whether or not the ban on gay marriage should become a constitutional amendment. Nobody thinks that that actual vote will come to pass, but the procedural vote is the one that Kerry and Edwards may not be present for, and they're apparently trying to prepare now for the Democratic convention that will be held in John Kerry's hometown of Boston. What are your thoughts on that? If you were managing the Democratic campaign, what would you do there? What would you advise John Kerry and John Edwards to do? But everybody knows that they're against the amendment. Do you alienate social conservatives? Is it worth breaking away from the campaign trail to vote on the procedural issue when you know, in fact, the whole thing doesn't have enough votes to ever come to anything? 303-382-1150. I think he's smart just to walk away from it. But what his opponents will do is to use this as a way of characterizing him as a serial flip-flopper. Also, it turns out that a PI, private investigator, has been hired to do opposition research to tar John Kerry's war records. There is a very there's a very anti-Kerry politically motivated group called Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, and they have hired a private investigator. They have a PR firm. They have hired a private investigator. So clearly, they're politically all their money is coming from political sources, and they're trying to tar John Kerry's war record. What are your thoughts on that? Is this just politics? So forget about it. I mean, he really. He got three Purple Hearts and I believe a Silver Star. Now that's pretty good. Dickie never even showed. Dickie didn't go. And he got into the National Guard and he could barely bestir himself to show up for that. 303-382-1150. So they want to take John Kerry's record and they want to minimize it. And what I see this as is part of a larger trend, and I'm very concerned about it because I see it every place. Years ago, there was a congressman named Roman Huruska. I think he was maybe from Nebraska or someplace like that. He thought that since there were so many scholarships for the bright and the gifted, that there should be scholarships for the mediocre. Well, God bless him. The mediocre now run everything. And if you're smart and if you're accomplished, they want to cut you down to size and they want to call you an overachiever. They want to call you elite. They want to call you a lot. Instead of calling you gifted, instead of being thrilled that somebody is smart and will contribute and lift the rest of us, people are disparaging because we have become, I believe, so mediocre. In England, there are two phenomena going on, and I believe it mirrors what's happening here. First of all, there are a group called the Oiks. I guess this is slang in England for people who are just dumb and uncivilized and, you know, scratch themselves in public places and have no manners and are just low rent. And more and more people are becoming that way. And there's another phenomenon going on in England. One time, for a long time, the English were known as having a stiff upper lip. Now, you know, they were very stoic. They hung in there. Now they become whiners, complainers, just like Americans. Whiners, complainers. When David Beckham, you know, the big soccer player, when he didn't do so well recently, he blamed his team for not training him properly. Can you believe that? This guy makes zillions of dollars, and it's the team's fault. Listen to this. Here's a kid who gets caught cheating on his exams. He sues the people who caught him cheating because he's been cheating for 3 years. He sues them that they didn't catch him 3 years earlier, that they've been falling down on the job. Can you believe that? This is what England has become, and this is what we have become. And so here's somebody like John Kerry, who made something of his life, and they're going to try and disparage it, and they might even succeed in doing it. He went to good schools. His family didn't have a lot of money. They had background, but they didn't have a lot of money. An aunt paid for his tuition. He fought in Vietnam, which people of his class were not really doing during the Vietnam War. He comes out, he testifies, he does things that are principled, which are now being disparaged. He goes back to school and becomes an attorney, becomes a prosecutor, runs for Senate eventually, wins. And he's made something in his life. Dickie has been a flop from day one, hasn't done anything. You know, has a drug Jones that he's never denied, was an alcoholic, and that's widely known, failed at just about everything, and drank himself to death until he was 40. And because of the name and because of the privilege and because of the family connections, he gets to be president, and he's disparaging John Kerry. Which of those two people have made more of their lives? Which of those two people? You answer that question. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Mike, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Mike.
I read an article about how John Kerry got his Silver Star, and it was really impressive. He was driving his boat up one of the canals, and a guy jumped out of a hole with a 40-millimeter rocket that takes, I guess it took like 40 or 50 yards to arm. So instead of turning away from it, he turned his boat right into this guy, beached his boat, jumped out of the boat with an M16, and the guy was running away trying to get 40 or 50 yards away so he'd be far enough away to blow up the boat, and it would have killed everybody on board. And Kerry chased him down and shot him. I mean, it's like a John Wayne thing.
Wow.
So he was, and then he didn't even get wounded that time. He got wounded three other times. So he's a true war hero, and I don't think...
But look what they did! Look what they did to Max Cleland, the guy who left three of his four limbs in Vietnam. Look at how they called him unpatriotic and got away with it. Can you believe that would even stick? That people wouldn't even see beyond?
Well, the where they found a lot of the information on Diebold or Diebold was in a folder, computer folder called Rob Georgia.
Well, I haven't heard that one. Mike, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Aaron, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
How you doing, Enid?
Doing well, Aaron.
First, I'd like to say about Kerry not voting. I think that that's just going too much along with the political trend of just being more and more dishonest all the time. I mean, you know, if you either believe in something or you don't, and people will either vote for you or you don't.
But this is a procedural vote.
Yeah,
this isn't for the thing itself, which is never it's never going to come to anything.
I'm just saying that your hypothesis on his intent being to fool some of the conservatives that would dislike him if he did vote on it, I think that that's, first of all, dishonest. But what I wanted to call about is you said something about these contracts, or somebody called in about these contracts and people being brought in from the outside to do this repairing and all kinds of work in Iraq. And, yeah, there are a lot of people in Iraq. There's a girl, she's 24, in Baghdad, who's keeping a live journal, and she talks a lot about her day-to-day life. But one of the things she said is her cousin rebuilt 20 of the bridges that were destroyed in 1991. So he's very good at what he does, and he put out a bid on one of these bridges. It was $300,000, I think she said, and an American company got it. Guess how much it was?
How much?
$50 million.
Was that company Halliburton?
No, I'm not sure who it was.
Kellogg Brown Root?
I can see how it could get to be $50 million, because they're shipping the stuff from outside of Iraq. The material.
Well, they're paying inflated prices because sometimes they're doing business with some of these foreign contractors that are apparently State Department pets. So part of that is they were paying inflated prices for gasoline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the part of the country that...
Hear, it was a cent a liter for gasoline out there before this whole thing happened. Another thing she talks about, which is very interesting, is women's rights. I don't think anybody gets the idea of where Iraq was as far as women's rights compared to the rest of the region.
Iraq was very good on women's rights. Women had professional careers. They didn't have to wear the veil or the burqa. Iraq was women had real opportunities in Iraq.
Yeah, well, now women can't go out with at least two other guys, big guys with them. And there's, you know, teachers, women teachers are getting shot by these gangs that are developing. People are coming in from the outside. You see them wearing burqas now, which is just, I mean, that was unheard of. They would wear the headscarf to cover the hair by choice, and that was either, you know, that was nobody's business, and if they wanted to do it, fine. But if they didn't, it was nobody's business. And now it's like, you know, forget about it. Nobody's going out. If one of the cabinet members that was women was assassinated, almost is coming about on a year now that she was assassinated. I think it was last September. And, you know, I mean, so if she wasn't protected, nobody's protected. I mean, if you think about it. So, yeah, you know, and you don't hear a lot about that. The only thing you hear is I think I've heard from a couple other talk show hosts on the other side of the fence that now women can go out in the streets without getting raped. And it's just, you know, that's just not
where the services are worse now. In many ways, Iraq is worse now than it was before the war. So my question is, what are you doing in the election? You going to vote, Aaron?
Oh, absolutely.
And Kerry?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. And the thing about Kerry that I like to say is it's hard to get any information from him that isn't from the media. It's really hard to dig around and try to find out, you know, it's not readily available what his history is. It's so...
Are you kidding? His history is all over the place. Go look. Just Google. Oh, absolutely. Just Google it. Thanks, Aaron. 303. Are you kidding? 303-382-1150. Aaron, have you been asleep? The lines are full. That one just opened up, so grab it. 303-382-1150. Kevin in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid. Two things. I wanted to talk about Kerry's war record and this vote.
Yeah.
I think he ought to attend the vote. I think he ought to vote against the amendment, and I think he ought to use it in his campaign to say that he has the courage to make the unpopular choices when they're good for America. You know?
Oh, that's a good way of doing it. Excellent. All right. But, you know, this is a procedural vote. The truth of the matter is it might as well be the vote itself, because the real vote is never going to come to fruition because there's not going to be enough for it.
Right. Well, I understand that this vote isn't really important, but it does give him an opportunity to stand up and take a stand. And
but then
I think he ought to do that.
So he should come all the way back from Boston to Washington to do it, do you think?
Well, yeah. I think it's important. I think it's important for him to show that he's not afraid of what people are going to paint
him. Is there a lot of, I wonder if there's a lot, I hope there's a lot of recruiting and voter registration going on in the gay community. I hope that's happening. Okay.
Well, and the other point I wanted to make was at least Kerry has a war record to smear. Now, George Bush can't even prove that he served in the National Guard because his records apparently were destroyed. So we don't even know. I mean, not only can we say that he had a bad record, but he can't say that he had one at all.
Kevin, that's a good point. Thank you. 303-382-1150. Bernie calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Bernie.
Just got back from New York. It was wonderful listening to America on Air.
I still haven't heard it. I still have not heard Al Franken, even though I'm sort of I'm a regular guest now on Air America, but I haven't actually heard Al Franken.
The lady anchor doesn't compare to Enid Goldstein, though.
Oh,
I have to tell you that.
Listen,
you're wonderful.
Oh.
And I want to just tell you that I think Kerry should ignore the Vietnam thing. I don't think he should beat it. I don't think he should just ignore it, because people who are against him are going to be against him anyhow, and those who are for him applaud him.
Yeah, but here's what everybody's going for: that last guy, that small percentage of the undecideds, that guy who's out in the Mojave Desert in a broken down pickup truck that he's living in, sitting in a wife beater undershirt, and he hasn't shaved in about two decades. That's who everybody's going after. These are the people who don't keep up with the news.
It's big sport itself. Bush was a scoundrel, and Kerry was not. Bush served. He went.
All right. If it speaks for itself, how did Max Cleland get? How did Max Cleland lose the election? If it speaks for itself,
It was terrible. What they did to him was terrible.
Well, it was terrible, and also Georgia had gone to touch screen voting. The whole state had gone, and I'm guessing that there was a lot of. I think there was a lot of chicanery that riddled the system. That would be my guess.
And Enid, it's an hour and a half flight from Logan to Dulles. They should go down there, should do the vote, take their 2 minutes before the Senate and talk about it, and then go back. I don't think they should.
Why doesn't he just stay home? What, you think that he sends the wrong message? It sounds like he doesn't have principle. If
no,
he did?
I agree with Kevin.
You do? Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Maybe. Well, that's all right. Both of you are on the same page. Bernie, I thank you for the call. Do you agree with Bernie and Kevin? Kevin and Bernie both say he ought to get on a plane, and his wife has her own plane, Teresa, the Ketchup. We're playing catch up here. Get on the plane and go and do the procedural vote. Make a stand on behalf of really civil rights, because this is so mean spirited. It's so beside the point to make a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. What is that all about except to divert people from what's really going on in this country? 303-382-1150. And when did we become so mean spirited too? Louise in Denver. Hi, live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Louise.
You know, initially when you presented this question, I thought he should go and vote because Bush loves to get in our face with these things, and I thought it would be good maybe if Kerry would.
Are they going to use it, though? Here's my question. Would they distort everything and then use it against him big time in the campaign?
Yes, they would, and that's why I changed my mind, and I think he ought to just slough it off and just say, listen, folks, I'm really busy. And,
that's right. I'm getting my hair and nails done
to their base, and I'm not going to partake in it. This is something that will never pass, so I'm not going to waste my time.
Well, you know, I think probably that is the advice he's getting from his professional staff. I think that he needs to step on the gas a little bit more.
Absolutely. And you know what I wish he would bring up, or somebody?
Well,
I didn't really particularly hear the news that much that day. I heard it in passing when Cheney used the F word on the Senate floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, I really want to hear what happened. Do you know I really didn't hear too much about it? To me, that was despicable. That's almost like cussing in church. It was a horrible thing, and I really never did hear anything about it that much, like I say, just in passing. And, you know, these are the people with family values, very Christian people, and this is the way they behave and talk, you know, in a very, what I consider a very sacred place.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish they would bring that up.
Well, just because you call yourself a person of values doesn't actually mean that you are, Louise.
They're all talk.
Can we spell hypocrite? Can you spell? We should get a hippopotamus as a ambulatory example of these hypocrites.
Ooh, there you go. Let's change the elephant for the hippo.
Oh, thank you, Louise.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. 303-382-1150. It leaves a line open. 303-382-1150. Let's head over very quickly to Johnny on a cell. Hi, Johnny. You're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi.
First of all, I've heard the same story as how Mr. Kerry received his Silver Star, and it's very heroic. And we all know Bush would have run and cowered just like he did when he couldn't take his medical test to get back into the National Guard.
Or in a recent press conference when he was asked about Ken Lay, after Ken Lay was indicted, he couldn't handle the question and he stomped off.
Yeah.
So there's Mr. Hero for you.
You know, there you go. There's our hero. There's
go get. He's off getting a drink,
and
undoubtedly.
Secondly, I believe that, you know, this proves why Kerry is such a strong Democrat. He's come from the bottom and worked his way up the American way, and now he's one of the richest men in the country. You see why they're on the lines they are.
He married well, also. He's not making much money in the Senate, but he got two rich wives. So there you go. You know
Welcome home.
Thank you so much, Johnny. I appreciate the call. 303-382-1150. You know, the myth in this country is, here's how you get rich, by hard work. Some people do, but the overwhelming majority get rich because they inherited or they married it. I hate to disabuse you of this, but that's apparently the truth. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear the drums. Feel the anticipation. 100 souls come alive to tell you the story. Terracotta Warriors, featuring the largest troupe of performers to ever take the stage at the Buell Theater, combines extravagant dance and music with spectacular martial arts in an unprecedented fashion. Adapted from historical accounts of the life of China's first emperor, fight sequences are intertwined with scenes of romance and betrayal as the power of the realm clashes with human passion. Elaborate costumes and sets come together with incredible surround sound effects and unique orchestral music to immerse audiences in the emotion, drama, and battles of the 2nd century BC. The United States premiere of Terracotta Warriors is now playing at the Buell Theater through July 18th only. Tickets are available at All King Supers, online at denvercenter.org, or call 303-893-4100.
Hi, I'm Hazel Miller, Colorado's Queen of the Blues, inviting you to groove through summer Wednesday nights at Lakewood Sound's exciting summer concert series. KNRC is a proud sponsor of the 2004 Sounds Exciting series that features some of Colorado's best artists live under the beautiful summer night sky. The lineup includes Chris Daniels and the Kings, presented by KCUV, Dotsero, Lanny Garrett, and many more. Go to www.lakewood.org or call 303-987-7845. For more information.
Good day, I'm Tyler Matheson, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks a whole lot of nowhere today. Basically, right now, the Dow higher by 9, NASDAQ composite down 3.5. The market may indeed be waiting for after-the-bell earnings from the chipmaker Intel. Real bellwether there. Some investors regard the Dow component as key in the tech sector. And the Dow stock Johnson & Johnson says its profits rose sharply in the second quarter. That beat Wall Street expectations. Healthcare products maker reported earnings of $2.5 billion. That's 82 cents a share, more than double last year's. Merrill Lynch earnings were up 10% in the second quarter, but below expectations. Brokerage firm reports growth in its private client investment management businesses for those results. Another investment banking firm settling allegations it published misleading stock research during the technology bubble. The West Coast investment bank Thomas Weisel Partners has reached a deal with regulators. And Apple Computer's iTunes Music Store has sold its 100 millionth song. Chief Executive Steve Jobs calls the sales mark an historic milestone. Tyler Matheson, CNBC Business Radio.
Get the good stuff.
Did you know that stop and go traffic can wear down your brake pads and increase the distance it takes for your car to stop? At Napa Auto Parts, we want to help you get your car ready for safe summer driving with a great deal on Napa True Stop brake pads. With an everyday price as low as $7.99, you can make sure your car is a lot safer without spending a lot of money. So stop by Napa and pick up some True Stop brake pads today.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
I only wanna be
You've been waiting for a sign. It's the banner in your Lincoln Mercury dealer's window, inviting you in right now for the best deals of the year during the one and only clearance sales event at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Come in now for low financing or big cash back on top of your dealer's best model year-end price on every Lincoln and Mercury car, SUV, and minivan during the one and only clearance at your Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Talk to Bill O'Reilly.
Liberal people are not Michael Moore. All right, liberal people are not Stuart Smalley. Those aren't liberal people. So we have to define what we're talking about here. Liberal people are basically Americans who see problem solving from a point of view that says we have an obligation to help every American, except the conservatives.
Bill O'Reilly, weekday mornings from 10 till noon on AM 1150 KNRC.
I really don't want to give my name. I'm a regional manager. I do love that Enid Goldstein. A mission to Mars, Mr. Bush? If there's any extra money in the budget, I think we should create a U.S. grant for hotness myself.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. More talk time than any other Denver talk radio station. More talk, less clutter. Now, here's Enid Goldstein.
1:29 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And here's what we're talking about. We're talking about the two Johns, Kerry and Edwards. And they're both going to stay away from the procedural vote on the ban on gay marriage. It's a constitutional amendment, ban on gay marriage. I just got an email from Craig. Craig says, as a gay man, I feel both Johns should be there to vote against the amendment. Now, it's a procedural vote. It's not actually for the amendment because it's felt that there won't be enough votes to actually bring the amendment to a vote. He's a gay man. He says, I feel both Johns should be there to vote against the amendment. If they're too afraid to stand up and be counted, why, as a gay person, would I vote for them? They certainly aren't afraid to continue to hit us up for money to protect our rights. Afraid to vote is not much better than Bush. If they don't vote, Nader gets my vote. It might be thrown away vote, but at least it isn't a vote for someone who left us high and dry because they were afraid. Love your show, Craig. Craig, don't do it. Don't vote for Nader. You vote for Nader, you're voting for George Bush. So just don't vote at all. If you can't bring yourself to vote for John Kerry, then just don't vote at all. But Kerry is going to be the biggest champion of the gay community, far more than Bush. He's come out against the constitutional ban on gay marriage. He's come out strongly in support of the gay community. So, Craig, don't throw your vote away on Nader. You're not just throwing your vote away. You're voting, actively voting for George Bush if you do it. You're actively voting for Dickey if you do it. 303-382-1150. Speaking of which, I've been invited to go back onto Fox News, the Fox News channel this Saturday night. And I might do it. I'll have to talk to them. But I thought I was permanently, after I called Dickey on the air, that was the end of that. They never invited me back for quite a while. And now, suddenly, you know what? I think this speaks to the fact that Fox wants to maybe protect its flanks all the way around. And in case there is a Democratic victory, I don't know. I'm just speculating. 303-382-1150. Bill, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm very well, Bill.
I noticed in the paper today the Republicans are beginning to have hired a sleuth to go out and start dishing the record of John Kerry.
Yeah, I mentioned that. We've been talking about that.
And I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm just absolutely outraged with the lengths that this administration will go to destroy the character of people rather than simply debate the issues.
All right, now let's stop right here. This is an administration that calls itself a champion of family values. The truth of it is they want to continue in power. They don't care who they trash. They don't care how many F-bombs they drop on the Senate floor. They don't care what it takes. They'll do anything that it takes to keep their jobs in place because they have an agenda, and if you think it was bad this last 4 years when they had to face a re-election, wait till the next 4 years with no re-election to face. Think judicial appointments. Think a kind of evangelical fervor that makes us the American Taliban, you know, to a power of about 1,000. So I think you're looking at hypocrisy in action.
Well, I can tell you, I represent the, I'm the state coordinator for Kerry for veterans, for the veteran community. We have over 1,500 veterans statewide. and we're all organizing basically to provide a defensive shield around these kinds of misplaced and inaccurate attacks on the character of a good man. We feel very strongly that the regime change is necessary in this country, and that we must coalesce with all veterans across the country to stop this kind of crap.
Yeah, but so what are you going to? How are you going to counter whatever dirt they dig up or distort or concoct out of whole cloth about Kerry and his record?
Yeah, if people just go to John Kerry's website, all his military records are there. They can go to www.johnkerry.com, and the records are there. Why don't they just independently review the records?
Because it's not a question of logic. People want to believe one way or another, and they don't want logic to get in the way of it. That's really what it has come down to. People are in love with one candidate or another, or they're on the fence, and it's not about logic. If they cared enough, and here's Rosie O'Donnell taking a shot at Bush during a gay-friendly cruise, which I will share in just a moment. Bill, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. On the eve of a possible U.S. Senate vote to make gay marriages unconstitutional, Rosie O'Donnell spoke out against the Bush administration's plans to ban same-sex unions during a stop on a gay-friendly cruise. She's a strong advocate of gay marriage and adoption. She says this is going to be the first time, except for prohibition, that bigotry has been added to the Constitution, that the prevention of rights and exclusions of rights takes paramount over some religious ideology, and supposedly that is what we are fighting in Iraq, a religious extreme government that is not letting people live freely. So this is a shot from Rosie O'Donnell. 303-382-1150. Joanne in Broomfield. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. I think Kerry should vote.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Well, it's a procedural vote. It's not for the thing itself.
It doesn't matter. He's opposed to gay marriage, and that's why he's not voting.
He's opposed to gay marriage?
Yeah, he is.
Or is he supporting gay marriage?
No, he actually is opposed to gay marriage. He's for civil unions, and I believe that's why he's not casting a vote and will not cast a vote, because he can't let the gay community know that.
So
he has stated on more than one occasion he is opposed to gay marriage.
Well, actually, now that you mention it, I recall that he has. But he's also tried to make it clear that he's in support of homosexuals.
Well, but that's not the issue here. The issue is marriage.
Right.
And he's avoiding it. And I'm a Democrat, and he needs to say what he's thinking.
All right. So if he says comes down on it one way or the other, how's that going to affect you?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm voting for him anyway. I mean,
so it's for you.
Not gay.
Yeah.
But I'm voting for him anyway. Now, to the homosexual population, I would think this would be a very important issue for them. They need to know where he stands.
So, what are their choices going to be?
What do you mean, where their choice is going to be? If he doesn't vote?
If he doesn't vote, if he can't bring himself
to
support
past history, he's
opposed. If he can't bring himself to support gay marriage, because
uh-huh.
he has been in support of the gay community,
right.
But if he can't bring himself to support gay marriage, then what is the gay community going to do? Are they going to go for George Bush? They can't.
No, well, I don't know. It depends on, you know, I mean, gays are not just gay. They have economic interests. They have all kinds
right.
of interests.
Right, and you have many log cabin Republicans who are
right.
going to vote for Bush no matter how much gay bashing he does.
Right, well, maybe not all gays want to get married. I don't know. The point I'm trying to make is Kerry needs to state. I mean, they are bashing him on, and I think a previous caller mentioned this, he's just not real. He doesn't have a lot of obvious convictions, and it would be nice just to say what he thinks and whatever he thinks he thinks. I mean, just let us know what it is.
Yeah, but he's caught between a rock and a hard place.
Well, no, he's just trying to
see,
play
here's
a game.
Take it in the larger context. The Republicans are trying to play a game, and they're forcing this vote. They're forcing the issue because they're trying to satisfy their conservative base.
I don't agree with you there.
Well, you don't have to agree with me. I happen to be right. But it's wholly to satisfy the conservative base. We have bigger problems. Who cares who's getting married, who's not getting married? An institution that is on its last legs, apparently, because 50% of marriages fail.
Well, I'd have to agree with the Republicans in the fact that the courts have pushed this issue to the forefront, and they're going to, and DOMA is now in question. And I think that's why they're doing it, to clarify.
The courts have not so much pushed this issue to the forefront. It's people taking it to the courts. There are people who want some clarification here. And I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Daniel on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid. First time caller. And welcome.
Hi, Ina.
Hi, Daniel. We're getting a lot of static here. Yeah. Tell me what's on your mind.
I was calling about the gentleman who had written the email to you.
Yeah.
I have to agree with him. I get really tired of these wishy-washy Democrats that, oh, we really support you, but we're not going to back you up. We want you to support us, but we're not going to actually help you out. It's very disenchanting as a gay man to hear that. I support you, but I don't support your rights.
Okay, what about somebody who can't bring himself to support gay marriage but does support domestic partners? Then what is he supposed to do?
What's
is he supposed to vote?
Really? It's all in semantics, isn't it?
I don't know. You know, I really don't know how it's different. I think you have more rights with a gay marriage than you do with domestic partnership. I think you have the same rights as any spouse.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know specifically what the distinctions are.
It's really hard to, you know, Clinton sold us out too.
Well, Clinton did. Clinton did the don't ask, don't tell. But what are you going to do? Let's say he can't bring himself to vote. He's just going to sit it out. What are you going to do, Daniel?
Oh, I'd rather chop off my own arm than vote for Bush. So, you know, the choice is obvious as far as, you know, the lesser of two evils.
You know that Kerry supports you, and he can't maybe bring himself to say gay marriage. Maybe he can't go that far. Either he can't go that far in his own self, or he cannot go that far politically.
Absolutely. It's hard. It's hard to feel that he does actually support us more than just lip service. But I do agree with you in the sense that, you know, obviously he supports us more than Bush.
Yes. I don't see how you can be a log cabin Republican right now. I don't see how you can vote for Bush if you're gay.
I don't see how you can be a log cabin Republican, period.
Well, maybe in order to join, you have a lobotomy. I don't know.
Right.
Thank you.
Nina.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC. 1:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Partly cloudy and 96 degrees. Blake Fiber will be tried for murder in connection with a Glendale fire. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Big problems on the Central Valley this afternoon. Verizon Wireless has all the unfortunate details. Southbound I-25 at 8th Avenue. It's a left lane injury accident that's causing this jam up. And right now, traffic is jammed back to a point well north of 20th Street. Probably be back into the mousetrap by the time I get finished talking about the other traffic problems here in town. Dillon and McCaslin and Louisville, watch for an injury accident there. Also, an awful lot of fire alarms along Laramie Boulevard in Boulder. That's through the Dakota Ridge subdivision. Alarm company up there thinks it might be a power outage, but we haven't been able to confirm that. But be on the lookout for it. An awful lot of emergency equipment in there just the same. Verizon Wireless, they never stop working for you. Verizon Wireless, phone number, call 1-800-256-4646. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Blake Fiber will stand trial for murder in connection with last December's fatal fire at the Spanish Gate Apartments in Glendale. A judge ruled today that there is enough evidence to send the case to trial. Fiber reportedly admitted to investigators that he was drunk and smoking in bed the night the fire began. Nancy Weaver, a resident of the apartment complex, lost her life in that blaze. This report brought to you by Pier 1. Protesters turned out at City Hall this morning to voice their opinions on the latest shooting involving a Denver police officer. One of the protesters says the city needs a civilian review board to investigate shooting incidents. Sunday night, police responded to an assault complaint. They say Frank Lobato was holding a silver object. Turns out it was just a soda can. Lobato was shot and killed by a Denver police officer. The Denver City Council unanimously passed a resolution last night against an initiative to ban circuses in the city of Denver. City Councilman Charlie Brown was among those who turned out at City Hall today to oppose the initiative. Brown says that the circus brings in $8 million to the city. Pier 1, it's grand and it's open. Check out the new Pier 1 in Belmar Shopping Center off of Wadsworth Boulevard in Alameda in Lakewood. And while you're there, save big at Pier 1's One Big Sale and clearance up to 50% off. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:42.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Erman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Partly cloudy skies for us through the afternoon. It'll clear up this evening. We'll drop down to the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny to start the day. Then some clouds and maybe some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. Low to mid-90s for tomorrow's high. 97 now under partly cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 1:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's July and you still haven't made plans to attend one of the wonderful concerts at the Hudson Gardens and Event Center this summer? What are you waiting for? Enjoy a summer evening filled with great music, family, and friends. It's one of Colorado's greatest entertainment opportunities, and the Hudson Gardens and Event Center is the best value in town. Tickets are $7.50 for adults, and kids are just $2. You can order tickets online at hudsongardens.org. It's easy and fast, so don't delay. This Sunday, Denver favorite Hazel Miller will perform her magic as she sings the blues and her special brand of R&B. This lady rocks, and you'll see a show to remember. The Hudson Gardens and Event Center will open at 5:30, and the show begins at 6:30. Come early and bring a picnic dinner or take advantage of their great concession stand. Beer and wine are also available. Join AM 1150 KNRC this Sunday, July 11th, for an evening of summer fun with Hazel Miller. And don't miss next Sunday, July 18th, for Wendy Wu.
Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
Well, that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air. As a local supporter of the station, your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC. He's looking out for you.
Listen.
Bill O'Reilly, weekdays at 10 a.m., exclusively with the Radio Factor on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:46 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. I'm going to go see Diana Krall tonight if I can figure out how to get over to the old Fiddler's Green. Oh, God, help us. I can't find my way out of a paper bag. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. We're talking about John Kerry, John Edwards, the two Johns, as opposed to the two Dicks. Well, don't laugh. What's going to happen if John McCain becomes part of the ticket with Dickey? I wonder if, you know, here's what I was thinking. I was thinking using the analogy of Colin Powell. Remember how popular Colin Powell was? Easily the most popular person in the administration. And they used his immense popularity to hoodwink him into standing up before the UN and the American public, the worldwide public, in fact, to talk about why we needed to go to war against Iraq using a lot of what turns out to be bogus information to do it. And they would do exactly the same thing to John McCain, even though John McCain wants to be president, we think. And he's only a heartbeat away from it if he would say yes, if they would ask him to be on the ticket. Would he do it? Would they take his immense popularity? Because he's very popular with a lot of moderates. He's popular with Democrats. He's popular with a lot of people. And use him, just like they did Colin Powell, to get Bush elected. And use him whenever they wanted a spokesperson to convince people of things that they probably ought not to be convinced about. And then toss him by the wayside, just like they have done with Colin Powell. Just a thought. But I would say he'd be formidable if he were the vice presidential candidate and Dick Cheney were dumped from the ticket. Okay, I get this email from Anita. Anita's talking about Bush's war record. She said, my mom actually works for the government and does VA records, research, time, discharges, etc. She told me they took Dickey's record out of her office back in 2000 when he was running for the presidency. She also told me that she's received calls at least 10 to 20 times a day from reporters trying to get information on Bush's record. She said the minute the controversy was mentioned, they hurried up and took his records out and then had them sealed, if not totally destroyed. 303-382-1150. Janet, calling from Denver. First time caller, welcome to Enid Live.
Well, thank you very much. My name's Janet, and I'm a lesbian in Denver, and I'm back on the gay issue there. I would vote for Kerry no matter what, and I feel that the Bush administration, they're the ones that put us into this place where they're having this vote, to put Kerry in a hard place where he'll lose voters either way he goes.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
And Marilyn Musgrave said a while back that the Bush administration, she didn't say who, had contacted her long ago when she was interested in taking this public and agreed with her to take this public but asked her to wait a while, which it's perfect timing for when she did come out. And now this will happen and put him in a terrible place. And I think that it's just absolutely vital for our country that we get Bush out no matter who we vote for, almost, but certainly anybody who's running, because he's just destroying our country. His military record is just a small part of it, but it's just part of the whole big lie. And I've done a whole lot of research on the subject, and it's criminal what he's done.
It's absolutely criminal what he's done. And the most latest, the most egregious, most flagrant example is how the actuary in charge of telling Congress exactly what the Medicare prescription drug benefits would be was suppressed, threatened with being fired if he actually revealed the true cost. I mean, these people will stop at nothing.
They'll stop at nothing, and they'll keep saying lies and lies and lies and distorting the truth until they think people either believe it, which most people do. I just don't think most people want our world to be in trouble, and most people want us to think our leader is good, and our leader is not, and he
is not good.
Our country as we know it.
And most people don't take the trouble to inform themselves.
No, they don't, and it's a very sad thing. I think we're in one of the most terrifying positions we've ever been in as a country.
I absolutely agree with you.
I absolutely don't think that we need to worry because somebody is a little more conservative than we'd like them to be, which I would, of course, have liked Clinton to have not said his policy about gays in the military. That's terrible. And yet there are compromises that have to be made, and unfortunately the compromises have to be made over my rights, which pisses me off. But at the same time, that's a lot better than what else could happen to me in this world if Bush continues to be our president.
Janet, let me ask you a question. What are you... as a lesbian, what are you finding out in the gay community? What do you see in the gay community as, and insofar as support for Bush or support for Kerry? Is it more toward Kerry by a lot?
My lesbian friends in my lesbian community will vote for Kerry no matter what. They won't vote for Nader, mostly because I'm from the generation that's in our 50s, and those people already went and voted against for a third party against people, and that's when we got Reagan in. And, you know, to our shame, we feel horrible about that, and we would never vote for Nader, at least in the group that I'm around, which is a rather large group. We all know that we need to vote for Kerry, and we need to make the compromise. And at this time, we as lesbians and gays need to make the compromise at our own expense, and that's really hard to do. I know back in the day when they were voting for black rights and they had to choose between women's rights and black rights, that people went different sides. At this point, I think that we're in a real crazy, crazy state, and I think the lesbian gays need to accept this as
Are you guys getting out there and organizing the community?
Oh, yeah, we're doing a lot of stuff. I just recently wrote a book that I'll be sending to you. And Yeah, we're doing a lot of work, and we're going out and trying to get people to vote who don't normally vote. There's a lot of gays and lesbians who just don't vote.
Are you going into the bars? Because Time Magazine is reporting that they're trying everything. They're giving free bikini waxes. They're free. They're giving everything in the world to get people to vote. So go
I'm
into the bars.
I'm a bar-goer, but I know that some of the people have been going to the bars and helping them to get registered to vote, because a lot of people aren't registered to vote in our community. A lot of people gave up long ago, and that's sort of such a cop-out to me that, oh, I just give up. I'm not going to do it because it's not going to make any difference. The same cop-out as voting for Nader is to me. You have to get in there, and you have to recognize what are the worst two evils, unfortunately, and I don't think of Kerry as an evil. I just feel that they have to compromise their own values to get in office, and when we see that people don't, people like Bush get in and compromise everyone's values, that this way we can at least hold on to some.
Janet, I thank you for the call.
Thank you.
303-382-1150. Jim, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live.
Hi there.
Hi, Jim.
How are you today?
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to disagree mildly with something I heard you say a little bit ago, that you felt that most voters, if not all voters, had made up their minds, and that there were the fence setters, and there really was little that could be done to change people's minds at this point. Maybe I'm overstating what you had said, but I've been talking to an awful lot of folks. I'm working with a group called Colorado Veterans for Kerry. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm talking to a lot of people who are asking a lot of questions. They seem to really want more information about John Kerry.
Okay, now who are you talking to? I hope you're right and I'm wrong, by the way. I think maybe my cynicism sometimes overtakes me. And I don't want to seem complacent, even if it looks like things. And the latest poll results, which I promised you in this hour, and I still haven't gotten around to, but I will get around to,
yep,
are rather troubling, because Kerry has, in some polls, he's really gone down and Bush has gone up, which is just is amazing to me. So I don't know whether this is a fault of the poll or what the story is.
Sure.
But what are you finding when you're talking to people who, let's say, who voted for Bush in the last election? And are you talking to those people?
Well, I'm talking to people of all stripes. For example, we went down to an air show in Colorado Springs this week, and we talked to people all day long.
All right, and what are you finding? Tell me quickly.
Of course, that's a kind of enemy territory. That's El Paso County, and we're talking to people, many of whom are veterans, some of whom are actually still in the service, and they're asking a lot of questions. Why would a Vietnam veteran, for example, vote for somebody like John Kerry? That's a very common question. Because they're wondering, well, he came back and spoke against the Vietnam War. And there's a kind of a presumption by a lot of people who have served that you would never support somebody who spoke against the war that you served in.
Well, maybe he was speaking out of conscience.
Exactly, and that's the discussion that ensues. So you begin to talk about that. You begin to talk about the fact that he earned the right to come back and voice his own objections to a war that he had earned a Silver Star and a Bronze Star and 3 Purple Hearts in. And that one who serves in the military has the right to come back and speak out. And so, you know, military people start asking those questions, and they are genuinely asking the question. They're not just...
So you're telling me you think that that's a swing vote that could go the right way?
Yes. I think there are many people who are genuinely asking those questions rather than just arrogantly throwing it up in your face. So we're beginning to hear those kinds of genuine questions. Even active duty military persons are asking those questions.
Jim, I thank you for the call. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
For Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Moonlight Diner in Denver says, do your part, give blood. This message from Moonlight Diner at 6250 Tower Road in Denver, where you'll find the food, service, and atmosphere delight. It's the place where families and friends have gathered since 1998, featuring great chicken fried steak, burgers, pizza, meatloaf, and much more. They also have daily breakfast, lunch, and dinner specials, and are open 7 days a week for your convenience. Call in advance for carryout orders at 303-307-1750. 303-307-1750. For Moonlight Diner, located near DIA.
Classical music followed by a late dinner.
Going to a funny play with drinks and dancing afterwards.
An art exhibit, gallery walk. No, an outdoor arts festival.
Summer in Breckenridge is all about the arts. There's live music most nights at the Riverwalk Event Tent. Art galleries, festivals, free performances, theater, and workshops. Over 150 things to do and see. Breckenridge. Visit gobrecknow.com today for competitive rates and tailored vacation. Have a cool summer experience in Breckenridge.
Hi, it's John Rizzi, editor of Colorado Avid Golfer magazine. Do you love golf as much as I do? If so, join me and physical golf's Neil Walkadoff for On the Tee every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on 1150 KNRC. We'll talk about how to play, where to play, and what to play. We'll go inside the tour, across the state, and around the country, bringing in guests from the world of golf. And we'll take your calls, too, even give you a shot at winning something. So join our twosome every Saturday morning at 8 on the tee at 1150 KNRC.
Call 1-888-MY-BILLS now, and a debt counselor will help consolidate your bills into one affordable monthly payment. Call 1-888-MY-BILLS or go to mybills.org.
Talk to Doug Kellett.
Well, let's talk a little bit about John Edwards, because I know some of you are so giddy about the fact that John Kerry, by email today, which is something unusual, something new, named John Edwards as his vice presidential candidate. The thing that occurred to me at the beginning and still kind of rolls through my head is the old song, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, where it says, don't trust your soul to an old backwoods southern lawyer. Because that's what John Edwards is.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC. Out-of-town ownership took your talk radio away, and AM 1150 KNRC is here to give it back to you. More talk, less clutter. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
As debate over same-sex marriage continues to rage in the Senate, one same-sex couple in Sarasota is suing the state of Florida after being denied a marriage license in Hillsborough County. The lawyer representing the women says that they were married in Massachusetts and they want their marriage to be recognized here in Florida. The same lawyer filed a similar lawsuit Monday in Orlando. Their mission? To overturn Florida's 1997 ban on same-sex marriages.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:58 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. Let's go right to the phones. Bill in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you this afternoon?
I'm very well, thanks, Bill.
Good.
We don't have much time, so tell me quickly.
I'm with Colorado Stonewall Democrats, and I just wanted to call in and tell you that there's a lot of things that the Stonewall Democrats are doing to get people out to vote this year.
Colorado what Democrats?
Colorado Stonewall Democrats.
Oh, Stonewall. All right, so it's the gay Democratic organization.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
We've been out doing voter registration drives in a lot of the local bars. We've been trying to make a presence at all of the gay functions, Pride Fest. We were in the parade. We had a bunch of the candidates marching with us.
Give me your phone number, because we're just about out of time in this hour.
Okay. They can reach us at 303-936-4834.
Mm-hmm. 936-4834, and that's the Colorado Stonewall Democrats, and that's about getting organized and voting in the election.
Yes, we're trying to get people energized in this and get the gay community out.
Thanks, Bill. We're going to leave it there. One more hour of Enid coming up right here.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Williams. He's not considered a big operational player in Al-Qaeda, but he is a friend of Osama bin Laden's, and he's now in custody. Saudi officials say Suleiman al-Maki has turned himself in. He's appeared on a videotape with bin Laden, MSNBC terrorism expert Waleed Fares.
Having him surrendering to the Saudis is going to be an important step.
It is not clear what information al-Maki may have on current al-Qaeda plans. The Bush administration warning the government of the Philippines not to give in to terrorists. Kidnappers in Iraq are threatening to kill a Filipino hostage unless his nation's troops are withdrawn early. An administration official says that would send the wrong signal. And Iran's government is drafting new regulations on what women can and cannot wear. Morals police and vigilantes have been cracking down on women who wear tight or revealing clothes. One woman says she was arrested when her headscarf simply slipped off. I'm Brian Williams, NBC News Radio.
Different people, different needs, all hoping for their piece of the American dream. Who's there to watch out for them, to work for housing affordability and help give everyone the opportunity to own a home? To serve everyone would take a small army, wouldn't it? The National Association of Realtors has 1 million members, and we're doing everything in our power to help all Americans realize their dream. The National Association of Realtors, 1 million members working for you.
If you've been waiting for a sign, it's the banner in your Lincoln Mercury dealer's window.
inviting you in right now for the best deals of the year during the one and only clearance sales event at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Come in now for low financing or big cash back on top of your dealer's best model year-end price on every Lincoln and Mercury car, SUV, and minivan during the one and only clearance at your Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
96 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. The man accused of setting a fatal Glendale fire will stand trial for murder. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A couple of bulletins just coming into us as we start this traffic report, which is the service of Quest Choice Long Distance for Business. Denver Fire looking for a car accident northbound I-25 at University. Supposed to be a car into the center divider. That so far, the fire department can't find anything. On Mineral east of County Line Road in Boulder County. Supposed to be a large tire in the lanes of traffic there, so watch for some slowing. Bigger freeway problem right now is southbound I-25 approaching 8th Avenue. Had an accident with a semi and a car that was blocking the left lane for a long time. It's out of the way now. Front end of that traffic jam is breaking loose, but the tail end of that jam extends all the way back into the mousetrap. So another 5 or 10 minutes, everything there should be just about back to normal. Quest Choice Long Distance for Business, just 5 cents a minute with a $20 monthly cap and no contracts. Call 1-888-LD-QUEST for more information. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A judge ruled today that Blake Fiber will stand trial for murder in connection with the deadly fire at the Spanish Gate Apartments in Glendale. The fire last December killed Nancy Weaver, a resident of the apartment complex. Prosecutors say Fiber intentionally set the fire. He gave police several stories, but in a videotaped interview, Fiber admitted that he was drunk and smoking in bed that night. This report brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Protesters were at City Hall to voice anger over Denver's latest fatal police shooting this morning. On Sunday night, officers were after one man when they shot another. Initial reports said Frank Lobato was holding a silver object. Turns out it was just a soda can. Protester Sharif Alim says the city should switch to a civilian review board
that can subpoena officers, that can suspend officers, that can fire officers.
The protesters will have another meeting at the American GI Forum on Federal at 4:30 this afternoon. Power has been restored to nearly 4,000 XL Energy customers in Littleton. Electricity was out for more than an hour today. XL says that traffic lights in the area may be on a different feeder system and might not be working properly just yet. In sports, Todd Helton is the only one of the Colorado Rockies to make it onto the All-Star team. Helton will most likely be used as a pinch hitter tonight. The Rocks will be back in action Thursday evening at home against the Giants. Make sure your car is ready for safe summer driving with Napa Truck Stop brake pads starting as low as $7.99. You'll get safe, reliable braking at a competitive price. Napa, get the good stuff. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:04.
More and more Denver radio listeners are tuning to AM 1150 KNRC and our unique Both Sides Talk approach.
This is the only radio station that I have programmed into my radio at home.
I think it's absolutely wonderful that the station has as a goal that it wants to hear both sides.
Perhaps you'll be our next satisfied customer. Hear both sides talk. Our personalities welcome opposing sides. AM 1150 KNRC.
Enjoy the best that Colorado Farm Country has to offer right in our own backyard. Colorado Fresh Markets presents the Cherry Creek Fresh Market at the corner of First and University, Wednesday and Saturday mornings, and the City Park Esplanade Fresh Market by East High School Sunday mornings through October. European-style open-air markets with the freshest locally grown fruits and vegetables, flowers, bedding, plants, herbs, fresh dairy, and gourmet food items. Colorado Fresh Markets is family farmer-owned and operated with over 70 Colorado farmers and specialty food stands. Seasonal fruits and vegetables, baked goods, and treats at the Cherry Creek Fresh Market Saturdays 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Wednesdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Bed Bath & Beyond parking lot, First & University in Cherry Creek, and the City Park Esplanade Fresh Market Sundays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the East High School Esplanade between 17th and Colfax by City Park.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. It's going to be hot and breezy through the afternoon. A few thunderstorms possible today and tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms expected on Thursday. And we'll finally see temperatures come down a bit as we head toward the end of the work week. We'll top out around 98 today, 62 tonight, and be in the low 90s on Wednesday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy in 97, KNRC News Time is 2:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:06. Excuse me, 6 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and I just want to let you know that tomorrow, live in studio, we're going to have Larry Flint, who is the publisher of Penthouse Magazine. He has a brand-new book out called Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. He's going to be live with us in studio. He's also going to be the star of a Denver Press Club luncheon that's being held in conjunction with the Denver Athletic Club at the DAC. And that's tomorrow. You can go to that luncheon. I don't think you have to be a member of either the Press Club or the DAC in order to attend. I think the public is invited. And we are going to be broadcasting live on Friday, July 16, from the Denver Press Club, noon to 3. And again, if you are on the days that we broadcast live for from the Denver Press Club, anybody, the public is invited to come. You don't have to be a member to come in and have lunch. It's really a lovely, the food is good, and it's very modestly priced, I think, and or reasonably priced, and it's really lots of fun. So if you're around and you can do it, the Denver Press Club is on Glen Arm between 13th and 14th. And that's Friday, noon to 3. We always have a theme when we do the Press Club shows, and the theme this Friday is gaming, gambling. Lots about gambling. And we're also going to be joined by mystery writer Walter Mosley. His new book is The Little Scarlet. It's the eighth in the E.Z. Rollins series, brand new. He's going to be at Tattered Cover as well. He is a favorite mystery writer of Bill Clinton's, and that's really how I heard about him, and I got hooked on his mysteries. So all of that coming up. I promised you some poll information, and so let's get started with it. It's some of it is really surprising to me. You have Bush, this is now the Washington Post poll, that more voters, well, let me start. This is the AP poll. President Bush is viewed by more American voters as decisive and arrogant than Democratic rival John Kerry. This is according to an AP poll, Associated Press poll. Voters are more likely to see Kerry as intelligent. Asked who makes them feel more optimistic about the future, slightly more voters chose Bush than Kerry, oddly enough. The poll conducted for both candidates are viewed as wealthy by nearly all voters, with slightly more seeing Bush as wealthy than Kerry. Two-thirds in the poll think that the president is decisive, the biggest character advantage the president has over Kerry in the poll. But a majority, 52%, also say they think that Bush is arrogant. So they've linked arrogance and decisiveness in this AP poll. The quality I like about the president is he knows what he wants and focuses on what he wants to do, and he's not wishy-washy, says a 26-year-old independent guy from New York who has not yet decided for whom he will vote. I've seen very little of Kerry, but he seems to say what people want to hear. The poll asked voters whether they would or would not use each of seven words, and here are the words: likable, intelligent, decisive, compassionate, honest, arrogant, and wealthy to describe Bush and then Kerry. Kerry and Bush are evenly matched on qualities like compassion, honesty, and likability, but Bush has a 22-point edge over Kerry on the question of who is decisive. Two-thirds said Bush is decisive. See, so those ads where Kerry has been painted by the Bush campaign as a serial flip-flopper have apparently taken root. And another poll. This is now the Washington Post reporting that despite growing fears that the U.S. is losing the war on terrorism, President Bush has reclaimed the advantage over his Democratic challenger, John Kerry. This is a survey. This is a Washington Post poll. The survey found, and you explained this to me, 55% of all Americans currently approve of the way Bush is handling the campaign against terrorism. 55% of the people that Washington Post surveyed are in agreement. They approve of the way Bush is handling the campaign against terrorism. This is up 5 points in the past 3 weeks. As more and more things unravel in Iraq, more and more people approve of the way Bush is handling things in terms of terrorism. Never mind that we are more vulnerable because we've gone to Iraq. Never mind that Iraq is worse off than it was before, with the exception of Saddam Hussein's not in power anymore. It doesn't have as much electricity. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff it doesn't have as much of. 55% of all Americans approve of the way Bush is handling the campaign against terrorism, up 5 points in the last 3 weeks. Slightly more than half, 51%, so only slightly, also said that they trust Bush more than Kerry to deal with terrorism, while 42% prefer Kerry. So 51% prefer Bush to deal with terrorism as opposed to 42% who think Kerry's doing a good job or who would do a good job in terms of terrorism. 3 weeks ago, it was a tie. The two were tied. Bush has broken ahead. The two were tied on this crucial voting issue, which ranks with the economy and the situation in Iraq in top concerns of the presidential election. But other results were less favorable for the president and underscore the growing unease with the war in Iraq. For the first time in the Washington Post polls this year, fewer than half the country, 46%, say the U.S. is winning the war on terrorism. So this is a contradiction. 55% agree with how Bush is handling terrorism, but only 46% believe that the U.S. is winning the war on terrorism. I don't know how to explain that. You could maybe some of you have theories about why those figures would come up or even how accurate these polls are to begin with. This is down 8 points since April. So in April, it was 54% who believe we were winning the war on terrorism. Now it's gone plummeted to 46%. 38% of us say that the U.S. is losing the terrorism fight. This is a new high and up 11 points since March. At the same time, the proportion of the public who say the war with Iraq is not worth fighting has grown to 53%, a record high, while 45% say it was worth it. Still, a 53% majority say the conflict with Iraq has contributed to the long-term security of the U.S. So 53% don't think that the war was worth fighting. And yet, 53% say the conflict with Iraq has contributed to the long-term security of the U.S. Go figure. Does any of this make sense to you? It makes no sense to me. More Americans disapprove of the job Bush is doing as president than approve. 50% disapprove, 48% approve of his performance, which is unchanged from last month, according to the Washington Post poll. The survey also found that Kerry's decision to select John Edwards as his running mate did very little to change the overall character of the presidential race. While the Edwards selection was greeted warmly by many voters, particularly Democrats, Kerry and Bush remain in a tight battle for the presidency, with each candidate claiming 46% of the hypothetical vote of registered voters. In June, Kerry led Bush 48% to 54%. In June, Kerry led Bush, and now it looks like it is 46-46. So, you know, it's always a plus or minus of 3 or 4%. Nearly half the voters, 47%, said Edwards' selection made them feel more favorable toward Kerry, while 22% said they were less favorably inclined. Kerry, on several measures, has improved his standing with voters in recent weeks, while Bush's image has eroded. 8 in 10 Kerry supporters, 79%, said that they will definitely vote for him in November, up from 72% barely 3 weeks ago, and a sign that many Democrats appeared to have been reassured by Edwards. 76% of Bush's supporters are firmly behind their candidate, roughly the same as last month. At the same time, Kerry seems to be closing most of the perception gap separating him from Bush on key measures of leadership and performance. A majority of the public, 55%, said Kerry was, quote, a strong leader, up from 52% in April. While slightly more Americans, 59%, see Bush as a strong leader, the president's standing has dropped 5 points since April and 15 points since last year. Nearly 6 in 10, almost 60%, said Bush could be trusted in a crisis, down slightly from May. At the same time, the public's perception of Kerry's ability to deal with a crisis has grown more favorable, rising 7 points to 53%. So Bush is 57% being able to deal with a crisis, and Kerry has 53%. So maybe you could make a case for his steadiness, and he's not, you know, doing a Howard Dean number, and I'm saying he should step on the gas, but maybe he knows better than I do about this. Kerry also held on to his advantage over Bush as the candidate best able to deal with the economy and continues to be seen by a larger share of the public as a politician who understands the problems of people like you. So that's what we have. Also in USA Today, I think they're reporting that even though Edwards has been Kerry's running mate, it looks like it boosts the Kerry campaign, but not in his home state of North Carolina. North Carolina supports John Kerry got a boost nationwide from John Edwards, but Edwards fails to make his home state competitive. This is in the first in a series of state-to-state polls, state-by-state polls by USA Today, CNN, Gallup. Democratic hopes that Edwards' selection would broaden the list of battleground states in the South were dented by the survey. In it, Bush and Cheney hold a commanding 54-39% lead among likely voters in North Carolina. That's interesting. The lead narrows 49-43% among registered voters. So if you're a registered voter, it's almost a dead heat. And if you're not, Bush-Cheney have a clear lead. Nationwide, however, Edwards gives Kerry a six-point bounce. What does this say to you? Does it say anything at all to you? I mean, what does this tell us? More voters see Bush as arrogant. Yet two-thirds in the poll think that the president is decisive. However, they also think he's arrogant. That's in the AP poll. In the Washington Post poll, Bush has reclaimed his advantage over Kerry as the presidential candidate best able to deal with the international terrorist threat. 55% currently approve of the way he's handling the campaign against terrorism, up 5 points in the last 3 weeks, which is, to me, very troubling. At the same time, he's losing in a lot of other areas. So, you know, all these polls say slightly different things. I think, bottom line, you've got a dead heat going on here. And Colorado, let me just, I can't emphasize this enough. Larry Sabato, who is a pretty distinguished political scientist, said that if Kerry can take Colorado, he can take the presidency. So those of you who really are think that Bush would be a tragedy for this country, and I don't think that's too strong a statement. He's the worst president I have ever seen in my memory and in modern times that I have read about. You can't have 4 more years of this guy or you won't have a recognizable country. So if you are committed to change, to regime change, I think you got to get out there and not just talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. You have got to get out there and register voters. You got to get out there and organize whatever needs to be done. Help out and do it. Talk to your friends. You know, if you're part of the gay community, go into the bars, go into gay gatherings. I have an address for the Stonewall Democrats, which Joe just gave it to me. Oh, here it is. Colorado Stonewall Democratic Organization online, StonewallDems.org, StonewallDems.org, or you can call them at 303-936-4384. Joan, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi,
hey,
Joan.
Hey, listen, I understand why people, so do I, but, you know, while the connotation is that that is good, in this case it wasn't, he was very
decisive
about himself going to war regardless of proof or no proof. I mean, that was it. He was very decisive about that.
Well, now, wait a minute. He's decisive, but headlong into the wrong decision.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, the other thing is, too, I think especially since it is such a close race at this point, I think when they conduct those polls, it is literally the luck of the draw. I think there has to be a much larger margin for those polls to mean anything.
Let me tell you, let me ask you a question. Busy people who have jobs, is anybody answering these polls if anybody calls you up? Do you even want to talk to these people?
Well, they should. If they don't, they really should. And, again, you know, keep in mind that the media is telling everybody how the economy is improving. I have another member of my family who's laid off. That makes number three. You know, who's it improving for?
Well, a friend of mine just mentioned that she's got a friend who has a master's and yet another story of somebody who's got all this education and all these skills and everything else laid off, no job. So, I don't know what to say. Here's what this administration does. They say things that have no correspondence with reality, and they say them so often, and they say them with so much media money behind them that people begin to believe it, even though it's not true.
Well, and keep in mind, too, that a lot of these radical neocons don't want to hear the truth. I mean, they're like Dick Cheney after the 9/11 report came out when he stomped his feet and pounded his fist and said, Yes, there is. Yes, there is a connection between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. Yes, there is.
And then he punctuates it with an F-bomb.
Yes. And by the way, I want to know why the neoconservatives aren't as outraged and are not demanding an apology from him for using the F-word on the Senate floor.
Because he's their guy. That's why.
I guess
they're never,
only,
you know, they,
I guess it only counts when you go out on your wife, you know?
Well, I guess family values stops at the floor of the Senate. That's all I can
say.
Well,
when you sit on the right hand of God. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Ronald Reagan.
Jonah,
and by the way, one real quick thing. I want to urge everybody to do something. I'm holding on July 30th an open house for local Democrat politicians in Fort Collins. And it is in an effort for my neighborhood and several other areas to get to know the candidates, because I think a lot, especially on the local level, your county commissioners, your the people who are running for the Senate, don't get to know who these people are. And so maybe they could get together with some of the local Democratic candidates and hold an open house for their friends and family to get to know them, regardless of political affiliation.
So you're just going to open your house up to anybody who wants to come in?
Well, I'm walking around my neighborhood with the help of several people, and we've printed up an invitation, and Bill Burchy, Karen Wagner, Roger Hoffman, Bob Bacon, and Stan Matsunaga are all supposed to show up and meet and greet and give a small spiel about their positions for my neighborhood.
I think that's wonderful. Good for you, Joan. I'm delighted that you're doing that.
Well, I'm angry, and I've got to do something with that energy.
Excellent. And if you have any good ideas for the Kerry campaign in Colorado, like we had a great couple of great ideas. If you vote, you get a lottery ticket. If you don't vote, you have to pay.
You save money.
If you vote, you don't have to pay anything. But
yeah,
if you don't vote, you have to pay something.
Or you get a tax credit.
Okay, I like that.
Regardless of who wins.
Is that bad though that
vote.
Is that bad that in a democracy we have to bribe you to vote?
Well, I mean, it so goes to what any of the polls are showing. People are so apathetic, and they don't want to educate themselves, and if they are a registered Republican or a registered Democrat.
I want to say something. Then here's what I'm advocating. I'm going to advocate a takeover of the bright of the not-so-bright by the bright of the not-so-bright. Because if people are going to be that passive, that apathetic, mm-hmm. that all they care about is whining for their rights but unable or unwilling to exercise their responsibilities, then the rest of us who have a passion to see this country succeed just grab the reins from these dopes.
Well, you know, and my point is, too, that especially in Colorado, and I'm from the Midwest, so there's, you know, not that it isn't pretty conservative as well, but there seemed to be a lot more dialogue, and suddenly there isn't. There isn't a dialogue in Colorado. I mean, it's like a given that Marilyn Musgrave's gonna win. It's a given that the Republican running against Bob Bacon is going to. I don't think so.
There are a lot of people here who are not happy with the status quo, and I think Colorado's in play.
And we've got to do something about it.
And aren't you lucky that you have one of the few non-conservative talk hosts in the
yes.
whole country right
I
here?
I told everybody at my Kerry meetup to listen to you.
Tell everybody that you know that they have this opportunity to listen to another voice.
Okay, I will.
Thank you, Joan. I appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye. 303-382-1150. Okay, Fred emails me, don't worry too much about the national polls. It's more important to keep track of state-by-state polls because it's the Electoral College that elects presidents. Oh, and where are they located and what courses do they offer? Oh, never mind. Currently, Kerry has got 282 electoral votes, apparently. Now, this is according to Fred. I hope he's right. Bush has 252. Fred, I hope that you are emailing me the right info. I just hope you are. Elena, calling from Capitol Hill. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Oh, hi. Well, yeah, I have a theory on who it is that they're getting the poll results from.
Who?
Okay, you know when you're at home and you get that phone call that says, please hold for an important message?
Mm-hmm.
They hold.
That's
my theory.
You know, you could be right about that.
Because I've never talked to anybody who's been polled.
Well, I've had people calling, but they're always researching products, I think. I never stay on long enough. I always hang up.
Let's leave that out there and see what. Maybe that's who it is.
Lena, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Ina Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
The Arvada Center presents Das Barbecue, a saucy musical comedy on the range, June 29th to July 25th in the Indoor Theater. This witty tale of love and greed follows mismatched lovers and generations of feuding families on a quest for a magical ring in the land of Texas. Five actors play over 30 outrageous characters, from cowboys and river maidens to dwarves and spinster triplets. The music is Texas-flavored Broadway and Western swing, with fun songs like Hog Tie Your Man and Making Guacamole. So get your tickets today and sit yourself down and enjoy some barbecue. Call 720-898-7200. That's 720-898-7200. Or go online to ArvadaCenter.com. That's ArvadaCenter.com. Das Barbecue is presented in partnership with Commercial Federal Bank. Located just 2.5 miles north of I-70 on Wadsworth, the Arvada Center is closer than you think.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present Insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in to KNRC weekdays at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Michael Dell of Dell Computers, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. These extraordinary individuals will share what made the difference in their careers and help them to establish their roles as leaders. Insights is brought to you by EKS&H Accounting and Business Advisory Firm and First National Bank of Colorado.
I'm Scott Cohn, CNBC Business Radio. Waiting for a key quarterly earnings report from Intel kept the markets choppy all day, but stocks ended little change from the opening bell. The Dow gained 9 points, closing at 10,248. The Nasdaq dropped 5 points, ending at 1932. The key number from Intel, the world's largest chipmaker, which posted earnings of 27 cents a short time ago. That is in line with expectations, sharply higher from a year ago. Intel is widely considered a bellwether for the entire tech sector. In other earnings news, a positive quarter for Johnson & Johnson, which more than doubled its profits from a year ago. But the giant healthcare company was hurt by disappointing demand for its anemia drug and its heart stent. And a somewhat disappointing second quarter for Merrill Lynch. The nation's biggest broker posted a 10% gain in profits from a year ago, but fell short of Wall Street estimates. Finally, it was announced today that Martha Stewart and her former stockbroker, Peter Bukanovic, will be sentenced separately on Friday. Once again, stocks choppy, ending the day mixed. Scott Cohn, CNBC Business Radio.
Get the good stuff.
Right now would be a good time to come into Napa Auto Parts, because you can get a Napa 65-month power battery for just $39.99 with exchange. This is the good stuff, manufactured to the highest industry standards. Remember, summer heat is even tougher on your battery than the cold. If your battery isn't getting the job done, get it taken care of now before you hit the road this summer. And at just $39.99, the Napa power battery is definitely the way to go.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Whoa. Oh.
And here's the kitchen with all new appliances and radiant heat floors.
Oh, honey, I've always wanted a home like this.
I can't believe it's in our price range.
Whoa, price range? I thought that was just a starting point.
Not working with the Century 21 agent. Century 21 agents pledge to help you locate the right property at the right price. Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 service pledge to help reduce the stress of buying real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
The best coverage in Denver and Colorado of Decision 2004 will be here. AM 1150 KNRC.
Thank you for listening.
Line up with you. Join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:30. On the Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Carrie's trying to pitch blacks and Hispanics and bring them into his camp, which it's certainly in the case of blacks, where Dickey has dissed them by refusing, in the first president in 8 decades, apparently, to address the NAACP convention. Now, even if you think they're going to be a hostile audience, they would be polite to a president. You won't have insulted the whole race. There are a lot of black Republicans around, although God knows why. You know, I don't know what the Republican Party has done for blacks lately, but be that as it may, I think it's a stupid move on Dickey's part not to go there and address them. I know he has Condoleezza Rice. You can't call him a racist. He's got Colin Powell in the administration and so on. But he has insulted a lot of people by not doing this. John Kerry wisely is going to go and speak to the NAACP. As you heard during the newscast, Martha Stewart is going to be sentenced on Friday. So we'll see what the story is. That ought to be, I'll be very interested to see, because there's a lot you can say about Martha Stewart. I don't know if she did violate the law. I don't know if prison's the right place for her or it isn't. What do you think? 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. The papers today were filled with stories about how experts are setting a lower cholesterol level for people. A lot of people are on statins. And this is now, everybody's using the New York Times piece by Gina Colata, who has been a guest on this program, but federal health officials sharply reduced yesterday the desired levels of harmful cholesterol for Americans who are at moderate to high risk for heart disease. The new recommendations call for treatment with cholesterol-lowering drugs for millions of Americans who had thought their cholesterol levels were fine. And these drugs are called statins. Already more than 10 million people take these drugs, but now more should start, the recommendations say. I wonder if a lot of these studies were financed by the companies that manufacture the statins. That's what I wonder. And I'm just wondering what the downside of all these, the statin use is. These were just questions that kind of sailed into my radar. Any of you who are doctors, 303-382-1150, curious to have your opinion on this subject. We're talking about polls. We're talking about the USA Today Gallup poll, the Washington Post poll, the AP poll. All of them say sort of different things. But if Fred is right, it looks like Kerry's got more electoral votes sewn up than Bush. I don't know if that's right, though. I don't know if that is right. 303-382-1150. Trey, calling from Castle Rock. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Enid, is there any chance you have a brand new $20 bill in your pocket or purse?
I might have one somewhere. Why?
Well, if you pull it out and if you cover top of Jackson's hair and the left side of his hair and look at it, who do you see?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to find one. I have to find one around. None of us are rich enough to have $20.
Try it. It's John Kerry. Looks just like him.
John Kerry's on the money?
On the 20, right?
Wait a minute. I'm going to haul out a $20 bill. I think I have one in here someplace. All right, wait. Now, what am I supposed to do? All right,
just cover the top hair and the left side of his hair up and look at the face.
Top hair and the left side of his hair, and you've got John Kerry? A little bit. I don't know. Are you on drugs? Trey?
Look closely.
I think you know who he reminds me of, to tell you the truth, now that I'm looking at a $5 bill?
Not five, 20.
No, but I'm looking at a $5 bill. I'm looking at Abraham Lincoln, and there's a Lincoln-esque quality to the way that John Kerry looks. Don't you think?
I don't have a five.
Do you think that, wait a minute, are you suggesting, Trey, that he's time traveling back?
Into the future? I was suggesting all listeners should look at the 20, cover the hair up, and who do you see?
Well, I don't know if our listeners have $20 altogether, but I appreciate the sentiment. All right. Thank you for the call. Oh, well, that was 303-382-1150. It could be Abraham Lincoln time traveling forward. What do you think? Not Andrew Jackson. I think more Abraham Lincoln. Vic in Longmont. First time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, Vic.
Hey, your comment about Bush needs to go to the NAACP convention.
Yeah, I would.
I think after some of the stuff that was pulled last election and the comments that have been made by leadership there, I think he'd be set up for a smashing, and I don't believe that...
What kind of a smashing? That he would give a speech and he would leave. He'd shake hands. He wouldn't take questions, and he'd say bye-bye.
It's not what he would do that'd be the problem. It'd be the way that the audience might be cued to boo on issues that really are up for.
Well, maybe they could maybe they would handpick an audience. I don't know. Are you saying that he could get booed and it would play badly in the press? Is that what you're saying?
It would be just like Hillary getting booed by the firefighters after the 9/11 thing.
That was so despicable.
I mean, it's not. Why be a fool in a political season where, and I got a kick out of your last caller or a couple callers ago, the person who was going to do the open house criticizing the Republicans and hating the Republicans for doing the same thing that both parties are doing. I don't see the Democrats approaching this election any more mature than the Republicans. And quite frankly, I think the anger directed at guys like Cheney could very easily be directed at several folks on the other side of the deal.
What are you going to do for the election? Who are you going to vote for, Bush?
Well, I don't know. You know, over the last 7 or 8 elections, I've probably voted for 4 Republicans and 3 Democrats. And every time I vote for a Democrat, they lose. So, you know, I guess I'm not sure yet. I got real concerned.
What did you do?
About,
what did you do in the last election, Bush?
Last election was Bush. Yeah.
Yeah, I had that feeling. And are you happy enough with his performance that you would vote for him again?
You know, I just wish that I wish the guy would be a little more proactive on how important it is that we, as the public, are knowing what's going on in his head. I think that most of his decisions.
I think. Listen, if you think he shouldn't, if you think he shouldn't appear before the NAACP, I think you should not reveal what's going on in his head because I think the meter won't be moving.
Well, I'll be honest with you. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the. With Iraq over the next 8 to 10 weeks, because I think that's going to be probably the key issue. I think the economy is now not the key issue. I think the economy is doing fine. I know it's not as good here as it is back on the East Coast, where I think it's just absolutely going nuts, but the economy is what it is. I never gave credit to Clinton for the economy in the 90s. I'm not about to give Bush credit for the economy of the years 2000 or whatever this is.
You should give some credit to Clinton for the economy of the 90s. He was very serious about paying down the debt, and he had one of the smartest Treasury secretaries and one of the most effective we have had in a long time, and that was Robert Rubin. Robert Rubin did great wonders for this country.
You know, Rubin was also the guy that made the call on behalf of Ken Lay to try to help Enron not get reduced in their credit rating.
Well, he may have done that, but he also did some very wonderful things for this country.
Like,
he may have done some wrong things, but he did a lot more right things. And there were lots of things that he did. But the principal thing that happened was the paying down of the debt. I think when the Mexican debt had to be restructured, Rubin was right in there doing some really good things. So
that's true.
Yeah. Bick, we're going to leave it there. I really thank you for your
bye-bye.
Thoughtful comments. I hope you'll call us again. 303-382-1150. Okay, leaked salary list shows that Bush's highest paid staff is, guess what? Mostly male. And I'm going to give you the salaries of people who work for Bush. You know how much Bush makes, don't you? You know how much he makes? What, you want to guess? How much does Bush make? How much did Clinton make? Clinton made less. They had a salary increase, I think, as I recall. Clinton only made $200,000 a year, but Bush makes $400,000 a year. How much does Cheney make? $181,400. These are all men. You know, you have a little wiggle. Your giblets are wiggling around. You make more money. That's all I can say. The assistant to the president. So all the high-level staff positions are mostly men. Condoleezza Rice makes the same as Karl Rove. And I'll give you the salaries as we continue. Andrew Card, what everybody makes, I've got it right here in front of me. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:39, time to check now into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Partly cloudy and 99 degrees. The man accused of setting the fatal Spanish Gate apartment fire will stand trial for murder. I'll have that story in a moment. Let's check traffic first. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Couple of freeway problems at this hour, but neither one of them causing much of a delay for anybody. The Air National Guard has the details. Eastbound I-70 at York Street. Supposed to be some trash in all three lanes of traffic there. Somebody will come along and scoop that up before too long. Also, a report of a stall on the ramp from eastbound I-72 Colorado Boulevard. Denver police in there trying to assist that motorist out of the way. Off the freeways, a couple of problems. One at Hampton and Monaco. That's a minor accident. Another one at Arkansas and Logan. That shouldn't cause much of a slowdown for anyone either. Money for college plus job skills from a part-time job? You bet. Fuel your future in the Air National Guard. Check it out online at goang.com. That's goang.com. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A judge today ruled there is enough evidence to send the case against Blake Fiber to trial. He's accused of setting the fire at the Spanish Gate Apartments in Glendale last December. Nancy Weaver, a resident of the complex, died in that place. Fiber will be back in court in September for an arraignment. This report brought to you by Fast Tracks Yes. Next month, proposed ban on circuses in Denver goes before voters. Today, opponents of Initiative 100 gathered outside City Hall, among them Charlie Brown of the Denver City Council, who says the 12-member council last night unanimously passed a resolution against the initiative, in part because the city is looking down the barrel of a $30 million budget shortfall. A report from the Legislative Audit Committee says state programs for senior citizens are, quote, fragmented, lacking oversight, and leaving some elderly with little help. The report also outlined problems with the programs, including excessively long waiting lists for home meal delivery programs, staff workers with criminal records, and reports of double billings. Find out more about Fast Tracks, the Denver metro area's proposed new mass transit network. Log on to fasttracks.org to get informed. Paid for by Fast Tracks, yes. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:41.
Why listen to Rush when you've got in it?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150, KNRC.
So, you're driving your car, minding your own business. Suddenly, some random guy pulls you over, compliments you on your hair, changes your oil, and gives you a nice parting gift.
Tickets for the ballet.
Hard to imagine, huh? So why do we expect it when it comes to dating? We go to the same old places and wonder why our soulmate doesn't walk in and ask us out. Maybe that's the problem. The approach is wrong. Cottonwood Connection, helping singles connect, can help you make meaningful connections with Denver singles. Sign up today. Call 303-424-2300 and get $100 off your membership. Plus, you'll be entered in a drawing August 28th for a $500 romantic getaway package for you and your date to the Lodge and Spa at Breckenridge. Also, as a valued KNRC listener, the Lodge and Spa at Breckenridge is offering a preferred summer lodging special. Call 800-736-1607. Mention the KNRC Summer Special and get weekend rates starting at $85, not including taxes and fees. Restrictions do apply. So call Cottonwood Connection today, 303-424-2300.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, partly cloudy skies through the afternoon, clear skies tonight, low 60s for the overnight temperature. Mostly sunny to start the day tomorrow, then we'll see some clouds, maybe some afternoon thunderstorms, low to mid-90s for tomorrow's high. Partly cloudy and 99 now, KNRC News Time is 2:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin, our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Mary. I'm with Two Crazy Ladies, Clothing and Gifts, over by the Denver Merchandise Mart. I am a liquidator of fine designer apparel, such as Tommy Hilfiger, Liz Claiborne, DKNY, Eddie Bauer, Perry Ellis, Sue Wong, and many more items like that. On Wacky Wednesday, I go off the deep end. I can hack prices. I can do two-for-ones. I can take the most expensive garment I have and probably just hand it to you, saying, it's Wacky Wednesday, you were my eighth customer, come on in, take this and go. I'm so cheap that even on a Wacky Wednesday, took all my prom dresses that went from $90 to $350, and I did one day of $29.99. Come down and get them. I mean Scala, Jessica McClintock, XOXO, and Rampage. That's how cheap I get. I can sell this cheap because I buy it as liquidated goods from these major department stores. They didn't want a duplicate shipment. I buy that dirt cheap.
Two Crazy Ladies at 5686 Logan Court, Suite F, 58th, right off I-25 across from the Merchandise Mart. 303-298-8589. 303-298-8589.
I'm Crazy Mary. I go off the deep end.
Where will we send Justin next?
What's going on here?
Find out by keeping your radio locked in at AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:44 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and I've got all these salaries right in front of me, and most of them go to men in this White House. Isn't that interesting? Men with the men, they of the wiggling giblets. 303-382-1150. Bob calling from Castle Pines. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Where did the Dickey thing come from anyway? Is that Dickey Nixon?
No, I just think it's a more apt description of our president than
I was
George.
Curious. I've heard you use it so many times.
Yes, and then I can say there are two dicks in the White House.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just wanted to weigh in on, I'm the president of the Log Cabin Group, so I figured I should get on and maybe, give our side.
Okay.
My side.
Okay.
So.
How can you be a log cabin Republican is my first question.
Well,
how can you be a gay Republican?
Pardon me?
How can you be a gay Republican supporting this administration? Are you supporting this administration?
I don't support them in toto, no.
Are you going to vote for Dickey in the election?
Most likely.
You are?
Yeah.
Even though he's so anti-gay?
He isn't anti-gay. I mean, I think that whole thing is, as others of your callers have said, I think it's something that it's a political issue. They're doing it for reasons that I don't applaud by any means. In fact, we are completely opposed to it and to him on that issue. But I see it for what it is, and I think this is going to be a very dirty campaign, and I don't think we've seen anything yet.
All right, tell me why you are a log cabin Republican. Why are you a gay man supporting the Republicans this election?
I'm supporting, I'll probably vote for the president mainly because of the war on terror and the war on Iraq, and I support what he's doing in both of those areas.
All right, war on terror.
Right.
Are we safer now that we've gone into Iraq?
I don't think that we're any less safe.
Are we any more safe at this huge loss of life and resource?
That I don't know. I mean, you know, obviously we haven't been attacked on our own soil since then.
Well, that doesn't mean that anything that he has done has diverted the attack. We might not have been attacked anyway.
Possibly.
Yeah.
No,
all right, so it's a wash. This could be a wash. Look at the lives lost. 800 or so lives lost and many, many, many injuries, people who will never be the same
again. It's tragic, but I think people in the military would understand that it is for a greater purpose.
And the greater purpose is?
The greater purpose is to present, and I'm not saying that we're forcing democracy, but we're giving the people of Iraq an opportunity to have a democratic system. And if that,
what if they don't want it? And by all reports, Iraq is far worse off now than it was before we invaded.
I don't know. I guess I try to read and understand both sides of the stories. And I think a lot of what we hear is anecdotal. I mean, like the gentleman who called earlier who had a friend in Iraq and the bridge building and that sort of thing. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to believe, so I'm not going to necessarily believe that everything is worse than it was.
Well, all right. I'm still trying to understand, Bob,
yeah.
Why you are supporting, as a gay man, why you're supporting this administration. You said you like how they're conducting the war, but when I say, are we any safer, you're not sure. It's probably a wash as far as you're concerned. What else is it that you like about what this
that is what I am basing my vote on. Is the fact that I think that I admire his what he's done in terms of going into Iraq, and I admire what he's done in other areas.
He's gone decisively into a brick wall, essentially, into creating a jihad for the United States, into making us more vulnerable, not less vulnerable.
See, I don't see it that way.
Well, you don't have to see it that way, but
no.
That is the truth of it.
Well,
our first responders are over there, number one. Number two, the army, the military is stretched very thin. Number three,
mm-hmm.
Because our first responders are over there, they're not over here helping us. He's done very little to shore up the ports, for example, which is...
I know. There are security issues
over
the place.
Big security issues. And the main one is that he's taken his eyes off of Afghanistan, where Osama bin Laden is.
Right.
And they
Although
are
they
now
did just
reported...
catch one of his guys, I guess.
Yeah, but Osama is now reported to be even stronger than before. All right. What other areas do you like?
No, honestly, I mean, that's what I say. I'm not an apologist for the Bush administration. That issue, in terms of foreign affairs, that is why I will probably vote for him. Other than that, I mean...
But you're going to vote for him when you can't demonstrate any improvement. Why would you not vote for John Kerry?
Because John Kerry hasn't given me any reason so far, anyway, to vote for him.
How about judicial appointments?
That's something that, you know, it's wide open. We have no idea who George Bush would appoint.
No, I'm talking about any judicial appointments. We do know who George Bush has appointed: far-right ideologues, people who are judges who are anti-abortion, for example, and presumably anti-gay. I would say that you're voting against your own self-interest.
You are limiting my self-interest to being a homosexual.
Well, as a homosexual, which would be a fundamental part of who you are, you are voting against your own self-interest economically. I mean, certainly in the war on terror, I think you're also voting against your own self-interest, even though you don't see it that way.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't see my self-interest being. I mean, if we're attacked, then it doesn't matter whether we're gay or straight, right, if we're all blown up.
Right, but here's somebody, forget if anybody's gay or straight, here's somebody who has made us more vulnerable, not less, and at an enormous cost of human life and monetary cost. Enormous.
Oh, I know the monetary costs are huge, but I still say that if the outcome over there in Iraq is positive, then you could conceivably change the dynamics of the world.
At the same time, making ourselves much more vulnerable. I mean, he was not Saddam Hussein when we went in there was constrained. He was not a threat. Had he become a threat, I would have said then yes, let's go there. But he has nothing to do with 9/11. That's all come out now.
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't we just keep our eyes on the guy who did have something to do with 9/11, and that would be Osama bin Laden?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, I guess they probably saw an opportunity in Iraq to take.
Yeah, because they were on their knees. They were nothing. We could mull them over and be out of there in a month, and look at us, mission accomplished. And now look what we've got.
Oh, you mean you thought? Well, I'm not sure that the administrator or anybody really ever thought that. And if their post-war planning was not good, I'll certainly grant you that.
No, it was very bad. Well, Bob, I hope you'll call us again. You and I don't agree, but I'm intrigued by your reasoning.
Well, I always listen to your show, and like I say, I try to understand both sides, and I think you've had some intelligent callers on today. And
I have great callers. I have to say it, even the ones I disagree with. I have really smart, terrific, insightful, provocative callers.
Let me just kind of just say one thing. I mean, I wish that, and there was a lady on earlier who said what I believe too, and that's that Americans typically they want to be handed a note saying here's who you ought to vote for. They don't want to think about it themselves really. That's why things have become so incredibly partisan, and there's so much visceral hatred on both sides, and it's very, very ugly. And I think it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. So.
Well, I thank you, Bob. I thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM. Well, let's see if we can have a second to talk to Purkash. Hi, Purkash. You're on a cell. You're live with Enid.
Hi. I want to respond to the previous caller who said that Iraq was that he admired President Bush for going to Iraq. I have called in many shows, and I want listeners to understand that the real perpetrators of terrorism were in Afghanistan, which were propped up by Pakistan. That was the country which was selling nuclear bombs, and they probably sold more nuclear technology in the world than any other country. And that country is supposed to be the biggest ally in war against terror, and we have given $3 billion to that country. The standards for applying Bush doctrine is so flawed that now we have created is what I call a target-rich environment where Americans are getting killed every day in Iraq.
You are absolutely right. I couldn't have said it better, and I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
She's the Rush alternative.
Did you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Find out more about Fast Tracks, the Denver metro area's proposed new mass transit network. Log on to fasttracks.org to get informed. Paid for by Fast Tracks, yes.
And now with weather on the hour, here's meteorologist Jenna Moran.
Thanks so much, Tom. It looks like the jet stream will usher in temperatures way below normal. Clouds will be with us all this week. No sunshine is expected for quite some time. Also, heavy wind advisories will be in effect with a possibility for downed trees and power lines. But there is good news on the way.
What's that, Jenna?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
The Physically Handicapped Amateur Musical Actors League, FAMILY, proudly presents its 15th annual production, the quintessential musical comedy, Guys and Dolls, in the Space Theater at the Denver Performing Arts Complex, July 16th through August 1st. FAMILYs helps people with disabilities to showcase their talents and abilities through live productions. Tickets can be purchased by calling Denver Center Ticketing at 303-893-4100 or online at phamaly.org.
Don't sell it or trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 1-800-2-DONATE or go to taxdeduction.com.
We are gathered here today to join this station and this listener in holy matrimony. Do you, the listener, take traffic and weather together through tie-ups and sudden showers for newscasts and financial information from talk show to talk show till power outage do you part?
I do.
I now pronounce you listener and listenee. You may now kiss the dial.
Ah, sheer wedded bliss. Hope you are enjoying the honeymoon as much as we are. We plan for it to be a long one. AM 1150 KNRC. AM 1150 KNRC caught John Kerry confidentially the other day talking about our morning show host, Jimmy Lakey.
These guys are the most crooked,
lying group of people I've ever seen.
It's scary.
I think Jimmy may be getting on his nerves. What do you think? Find out mornings with Jimmy Lakey, exclusively on Denver's AM 1150 KNRC. And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
2:56 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I have to tell you, coming back from Italy, I was three flights, and one of the flights, the longest leg, the transatlantic flight, a bunch of Saudis got on the flight, the plane. They're all dressed in black. They were wearing those, like, shutters over their eyes, like Darth Vader shutters. I don't know how they ate because there's no place for their mouth and their nose. I don't know how they breathe either. And I thought, oh, no. Oh, my God, where are they? Oh. But it turned out to be okay. 303-382-1150. It was terrible. I was just... Now, that's not fair to have a stereotype like this, but, you know, you do wonder. La Abre calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid. First time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Tell me what's on your mind quickly.
Yeah, I was trying to get my friend to turn on the radio because I can't really hear you. Okay. I just wanted to say, I really didn't support what that other guy was saying.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I mean, how are you going to support some guy who doesn't even support you? I mean, I understand that legal marriage is, like, because I'm gay also.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know, how can you support someone who doesn't support what, like...
Well, that would be, that. You know what, Labrie, that is exactly my question. That's a question I have for all the cabin Republicans. 303-382-1150. Steve on the cell, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live. Hi, Steve.
I wanted to respond to your question about are we safer.
Yeah, are we safer?
I think we are safer, substantially safer.
Yeah, we are.
We've uncovered, what about training camps that they found in northern Iraq? Those don't exist anymore. We have Libya that has turned over its weapons as a result of our war without any other compulsion other than that war did it. We have...
Was Libya a big threat?
Libya was a big threat.
Not really.
Libya is the source of providing nukes to a lot of the world.
Darling, Pakistan is the source of providing nukes to a lot of the world.
Well, certainly that Pakistan.
And who were the and among the hijackers? How many of them were Saudis?
Well, what's the point there?
What's the point? Saudi Arabia has been, apparently their intelligence services are riddled with Al-Qaeda supporters. Saudi Arabia has been funding terrorism. None of that has changed. Osama bin Laden has gotten stronger. He's been allowed to flourish.
Well,
you're talking to me about irrelevancies. You're talking to me about Libya. You're talking to me about Syria. And they are absolutely irrelevant here. 303-382-1150. Okay, I promised you. We just have a few seconds left. I promised you what some of these salaries are. How much is Condoleezza Rice made? You want to guess? $157,000. So is Karl Rove. So is Alberto Gonzalez. So is Andrew Card. So is Stephen Friedman. A lot of the top dogs in the Bush administration are making $157,000. I don't know what Rummy's making, though. I don't see his salary there anyplace. But the president's making $400,000, and all the high salaries in the administration are going to the men because they have wiggling giblets and not to the women, except for Condoleezza Rice. And maybe she has a wiggling giblet, too. Thank you, Joe Anderson, for your good work on this broadcast, and thank you, Jordan Lyles, for yours. Thanks to all of you who called and listened. Doug Kellett is up next, 3 to 6, coming to you live from Castle Pines. And I'll see you back here at the ranch tomorrow, noon to 3, on AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Enid Goldstein. Tell your friends about this program and this radio station. Do something generous, and I'll see you tomorrow right here at noon.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Fred Francis. Saudi Arabia says a suspected Al-Qaeda militant was flown back to the kingdom from Iran after he surrendered under a government amnesty. Suleiman al-Maki was the man seen talking with Osama bin Laden in a videotape in which the two men praised the 9/11 attacks. Just what information may he have? NBC's Jim Mikleshevsky at the Pentagon.
The fact that al-Maki was in Iran on the opposite side of Afghanistan may indicate that he knows very little about the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden. Laden himself.
There's a report that another foreign hostage has been executed in Iraq. Al Jazeera says a militant group has executed one of two Bulgarians and has set a 24-hour deadline on the death of a second unless Bulgaria pulls its troops out of Iraq. The Bush administration is warning Manila not to pull out its forces from Iraq early under pressure from kidnappers threatening to kill a Filipino man. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average posted a gain of more than 9 points. The NASDAQ lost 5.25. I'm Fred Francis, NBC News Radio.
Different people, different needs, all hoping for their piece of the American dream. Who's there to watch out for them, to work for housing affordability and help give everyone the opportunity to own a home? To serve everyone would take a small army, wouldn't it? The National Association of Realtors has 1 million members, and we're doing everything in our power to help all Americans.